war on terror.
Every step toward freedom in the world makes our country safer, so we will act boldly in freedom's cause.
The president asked Congress to help him break the country's oil addiction.
This country can dramatically improve our environment, move beyond a petroleum-based economy, and make our dependence on Middle Eastern oil a thing of the past.
Reaction to that in Charlotte, North Carolina.
I think that's probably a good idea. I feel like he needs to come up with some alternatives, though. Right now, we have no alternatives.
I suspect he has an agenda of increasing domestic oil production. The other is fluff.
The president also spoke about making health savings accounts more available. Democratic Governor Jennifer Granholm of Michigan says that wouldn't do much for Ford, GM, and other Midwestern industrial giants.
Health savings accounts are fine for some, but it doesn't reduce the cost of catastrophic coverage for these great manufacturers.
Overseas, Israelis battled Israelis on the West Bank. Rock-throwing settlers were no match for a huge force of club-wielding Israeli troops on horseback. The troops moved in after Israel's Supreme Court cleared the way to bulldoze an illegal settlement in the town of Amona. Saddam Hussein's trial is underway again with less than a full cast of characters. CBS's Kimberly Dozier has the latest from Baghdad.
The trial resumed, but without Saddam Hussein. Only three defendants showed up today, the rest staying away in protest over the latest Iraqi judge's attempts to control his courtroom. Last Sunday, Judge Rauf Abdelrahman threw out one defendant and one defense lawyer for contempt of court. The rest left in protest and say they won't come back until this judge is fired. Kimberly Dozier, CBS News, Baghdad.
In Baghdad's green zone, Canadian diplomats ignored an order from an American convoy to stop. Army Staff Sergeant Stacey Simon tells us what happened next.
The convoy fired warning shots at the ambassador's vehicle. No one in the ambassador's vehicle was injured.
Military officials say they're investigating to see what can be done to prevent another incident like that one. ABC News anchorman Bob Woodruff and cameraman Doug Vogt spent their first night at a Navy medical center outside Washington. Woodruff's brother David says both men are making slow but steady progress, recovering from the wounds they suffered in a roadside bombing in Iraq.
The doctors just continuously said that, you know, the signs that they're showing, especially, you know, Doug is in better shape than Bob, but the signs that Bob is showing are as good as they can expect in this type of injury.
Doctors say they're relieved that the swelling on Woodruff's brain is gone. Ahead of the opening bell on Wall Street, S&P futures are about 2 points lower. This is CBS News.
What if I told you I could make your acne disappear and leave you with beautiful, healthy-looking skin? With all the acne promises out there, you're skeptical. So I'm going to prove it to you by sending you a risk-free 60-day trial of a remarkable product called Proactive Solution. Proactive was developed by dermatologists for you to use at home without spending hundreds of dollars on doctor visits. Call 1-800-335-4191 to find out how you can get a risk-free trial. Proactive combines prescription-grade acne medicine with soothing spa-quality botanicals to create a powerful acne-fighting system. Eliminate bumps and redness and prevent future outbreaks. It's a safe and simple product that will heal, hydrate, and soothe your skin while preventing breakouts. With over 7 million customers, Proactive is the best-selling acne system in America. To get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Solution, just call 1-800-335-4191 and you'll become a believer. I know you have beautiful skin under your acne. Let Proactive prove it. Call 1-800-335-4191 for your trial. 1-800-335-4191.
Rocky Mountain Cyberknife. Visit RockyMountainCyberKnifeCK.com.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
Well, so far, we are looking real good this morning. The Turnpike 225 and C470, all trouble-free. 6th Avenue, I-70 and I-25, I'll check it clear to start off your day. And around town, Foothills Parkway, the Diagonal and Highway 93, still pretty quiet this morning. Arapahoe Broadway 28 and South Boulder Road, they're moving along just fine.
When I say Morrison, what do you think of?
The rock star?
Guess again.
Town by Red Rocks.
Well, I was thinking Morrison Homes.
Why Morrison?
Because they have, like, these really workable floor plans and more features like three-car garages and gourmet kitchens.
Morrison Homes gives testimony to more. More amenities, more choices, more value, period. All with a 2-year blanket home warranty, which is definitely more. Morrison Homes have immediate move-in homes with incentives up to $40,000. For information and directions, go to morrisonhomes.com.
Where do you want to go tonight?
Search for the hottest bars, clubs, lounges, DJs, and concerts in Denver, and post your reviews at maxnights.com. Check out this week's review.
Had a great time. Plus, the beer was super cold.
Denver's longest-running retro dance club. Come experience three decades of great dance music all in one club as Polyesters presents 70s, 80s, and the new 90s club, Nirvana, located at 23rd and Blake. For more details, log on to maxnights.com.
Where do you want to go tonight?
Maxnights.com.
Macintosh owners know Macs are better than other computers. But as good as they are, occasionally we all need a little technical help. That's where Best Mac Solutions comes in. Best Mac Solutions, a local Apple-certified company with 19 years of experience, can get that home or small business network going or upgrade your software. Many problems can be solved with a quick phone call. And if you're just ready to upgrade from a PC to the best system, they can help you with that. Call Corel now at 720-266-4915 or click on the banner in the player now.
Where do you want to go tonight?
Search for the hottest bars, clubs, lounges, DJs, and concerts in Denver and post your reviews at maxnights.com.
Check out this week's review from Jazz at Jack's. Go here, period. This may be the best place for live jazz in Denver. We haven't been to every jazz club in town yet, so to be fair, we'll say it's in the top two. As soon as more people find out about it, you'll be waiting in line to get in. Jazz at Jack's at 15th and Platt.
Give your review. Log on to maxnights.com and tell them where you want to go. Maxnights.com.
Amber Homes has been building quality homes since 1998 with affordable townhomes, paired homes, and single-family homes in great areas like Englewood, Southwest Denver, Aurora, Commerce City, Thornton, and Castle Rock. So stop throwing away money on rent and picture yourself in a new home from Amber Homes. Right now, check out Aspen Hills, a gorgeous townhome-style community conveniently located with easy access to both downtown Denver and DIA. Aspen Hills features both two- and three-bedroom floor plans. For more information, go to AmberHomes.com. Amber Homes, a higher standard.
Our nation is committed to an historic long-term goal. We seek the end of tyranny in our world. Some dismiss that goal as misguided idealism. In reality, the future security of America depends on it.
On Iraq.
Fellow citizens, we are in this fight to win, and we are winning. The road of victory is the road that will take our troops home.
He said terrorists hope their horrors will break our will, allowing the violent to inherit the earth. But they have miscalculated, he said. He vowed to reduce our dependence on oil from the Middle East, to strengthen an already strong economy. And then he said,
America is a great force for freedom and prosperity. Yet our greatness is not measured in power or luxuries, but by who we are and how we treat one another. So we strive to be a compassionate, decent, hopeful society.
Before history is written down in books, it is written in courage, he said.
And so we move forward, optimistic about our country, faithful to its cause, and confident of the victories to come. May God bless America.
The Osgood File. Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network.
Hi, I'm David Orrick, and I'm proud that millions of my 8-pound Orrick XL vacuums are used around the world. What makes me really proud is that the Orrick XL Hotel Upright is produced right here in the good old USA. To try my American vacuum, risk-free for 30 days, call me at 1-800-989-4200. And if someone tries to tell you that American products are second best, they obviously haven't tried my 8-pound Orrick XL. 1-800-989-4200.
The Osgood File, February 1st, 2006.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Anytime you hear the United States government talking about wiretap, a wiretap requires a court order. Constitutional guarantees are in place when it comes to doing what is necessary to protect our homeland because we value the Constitution.
Yeah. How come that wasn't in the State of the Union speech? That particular cut from Buffalo back in 2004. Even though Bush did get into the whole NSA thing. Good morning, 6:09, 9 minutes after 6, AM 760, Progressive Talk. High today, 54, partly sunny skies. Jay Marvin along with you, and it's nice to be here. And we got a ton of people coming up this morning to talk about the State of the Union speech. Did you make it through the State of the Union speech? I had one person tell me, I'm not going to name names, but I had one person tell me that they tried to watch it, and about 35 minutes into it, they fell asleep. That wasn't me. Although, I got to tell you, Mary and I were struggling. Absolutely struggling to stay awake. Reason is because, and I think I've talked about this on the air, we're moving. So, you know, we're running around all over the place yesterday. And we usually get to bed by about 7, 7:30. Because, you know, I get up at 2:45 in the morning. So, last night we're like, oh, hurry up. Hurry up and end this. And then I had to stay up and watch the Democratic response, too, from Tim Kaine from Virginia. Anyway, we have a ton of people to talk about it this morning, starting at around 6:35, or actually around 6:30. We'll have my favorite person, Congressman Mark Udall, on this morning to give us his reaction to the State of the Union speech. Chair of the State Democratic Party, Pat Walk, will find out how Bush's economic claims wash out here in the state of Colorado. Our good buddy and world-famous ice fisherman, Ed Schultz, on at 7:30. I like having Ed on the program a lot. I really do. Because I like him a lot. And we always call him, bug him, you know, to ask him if he'll come on. And he's usually pretty cool about it. And he's in Washington, D.C., too, by the way. He did a show yesterday from the Center for American Progress, of which Turk and myself are highly jealous because we'd like to go do our show from the Center for American Progress. But the way this program is going and the way things are happening here, we'll be lucky if we can do our show from the Shamrock Station down the street. We may be having to do our show from the King Supers over the PA system if things continue the way they do here. Then at 9 o'clock, we're going to have a guy who I can't put on this show enough, who just knows what he's talking about, who cuts right through it. That's the nation's John Nichols. And you might remember that we've been after him for a couple of weeks on a variety of other subjects. But he's always so much in demand, and people want him on. And he writes, for several publications at one time, including The Nation and various other publications. So he's very, very hard to get on, and we've got him this morning. And then tomorrow, I want to remind you that we got Ben Cohen of Ben and Jerry's Ice Cream. He'll be passing out free pints of Cherry Garcia to those of us that are here. No, Turk's going to get a free pint of Cherry Garcia since he's a Grateful Dead fan. But we'll talk to Ben Cohen about his involvement in social and political movements and ideas, and what he's up to. And also this morning, throughout the entire morning, we'll take your phone calls at 303-713-7600 if you want to talk, and we want you to talk about your reaction to the State of the Union speech, if you saw it last night. Yesterday had Jameson Fosier on for Media Matters for America, and I was talking to him about where do you get your news. We're talking about to the media, and we're talking basically about how the media looks at things. Last night, Mary and I made a conscientious choice to, right before Keith Olbermann ended, right before Countdown ended, and Chris Matthews came on, who I have now, you know, totally and completely turned against. I mean, I can't handle him at all, and he makes all of these irrational statements at times that you can't back up. So we switched over to C-SPAN. To watch the coverage on C-SPAN. Why? Because you don't get any of the talking heads. So we watched that, and I watched the Democratic response. We watched it on C-SPAN. Media Matters for America points out something this morning. This is how the media is. And people on the right, the right wing, you know, they've been spending years trying to pound this into our heads about how the media is liberal, and they swear the media is liberal. And you got guys like Bernard Goldberg, who used to work at CBS News, I guess, and he makes a career out of writing these books about the liberal media. But I'd like to get to Bernard Goldberg to explain this one. And Media Matters for America caught this. They sent it out last night, and I've got it here this morning. And I don't know how many of you watched ABC's coverage last night? The ABC graphic under George W. Bush's picture ran the label of America's Agenda. ABC graphic labels Bush's address America's Agenda, despite the president's approval ratings hovering in the low 40s, and a January 29th ABC News Washington Post poll shows a majority of Americans disapproving of his performance on nearly every major issue. ABC posted an on-screen text reading America's Agenda beneath an image of Bush, while anchor Elizabeth Vargas introduced ABC correspondent George Stephanopoulos' preview of the 2006 State of the Union address on the January 31st edition of World News Tonight. And that's one of the reasons why, you see, it's subtle. Okay, it's subtle. But it's like his State of the Union thing, like it's a mere agenda. I don't know about you, but it's not my agenda. And some of what was in that speech last night is the same rhetoric. It's like, you know what it is? You know what it is? It's like you come to the table and you're hungry. Right? We're all hungry. And you expect that what you're going to get is a buffet. Or maybe you're going to get a good steak. Excuse me for you PETA people out there. You're going to get a good steak. And really what you end up getting from the White House, what you end up getting from George W. Bush is you get a pie tin full of whipped cream. I mean, there's basically nothing in there. In Stay the Course, I mean, this whole thing about Iraq, we're confident about our plan, but he doesn't tell you what that plan is. And we'll talk about, well, I mean, we'll pick more of the speech apart. And if you want to call and talk about it, 303-713-7600. I mean, on one hand, he talks about how they should elevate the tone of the political debate in Washington and across the country. And then he turns around, like a couple of paragraphs later, and starts painting his critics as defeatists and starts lashing out at his critics. Un-frickin-believable. Un-frickin-believable. You know what? It compares only with the two emails that I got from listeners. One taking me to task yesterday for getting on that atheist case about broad brushing religion and claiming that I was prejudiced because I singled the guy out as being an atheist. But in reality, most atheists that I've talked to over 18 years, and I'm not saying all atheists, but most that I've talked to over 18 years don't have a very open mind about religion. And then I got another one from a guy who said that, you know, he was very disappointed in me because I admitted on the air that on vacation, when I last went on vacation, and Mary and I get, like, I get two vacations a year, maybe if I'm lucky, that we had rented a Cadillac, and that we had driven a Cadillac around, and that we had, you know, committed a mortal sin for driving a Cadillac. And I got this whole lecture from this guy about sacrifice and about all this kind of stuff. And you know what? I sent him an email back, and I said, hey, listen, I rented the Cadillac for two reasons. One, because we needed the room. And two, I wanted to see how good of a car it was. I wanted to see what America's car builders are up to, and that was the top of the line. And you know what? I love cars. Oh, he sent me this thing saying, you don't say you love your car. You say you love your wife. You know what I wanted to say to him? Okay, this is not a kickstand for my nose, pal. I'll say whatever the hell I want to say. And I do love cars. I realize we have an energy problem. I'm hip to that. And I realize that we got to get some kind of workable solution, which Bush did not present last night. But I'm sure as hell not going to lie about myself just to be politically convenient. 617, 17 minutes after 6, 303-713-7600. Let's talk about Bush's speech. It's AM 760, Progressive Talk.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
Well, we're off to a good start this morning. The Turnpike 225 and C470, all trouble-free. 6th Avenue and I-70 moved along just fine, and we're starting to bunch up on the north end of town. Southbound I-25 getting busy near 84th Avenue, but things break free as you hit the Turnpike and head into downtown. And if you headed up into the mountains, want to do a little skiing and boarding today, you expect wet roads along I-70 from Denver up to Glenwood Springs, slushy and icy conditions in both directions at Vail Pass and over Loveland and Burford Passes. Chains are required for all commercial vehicles over Vail Pass. Now around town, Foothills Parkway, the Diagonal and Highway 93 off to a quiet start. Arapahoe, Broadway, Bayside, and South Boulder Road all moved along fine and on to the forecast. Partly sunny skies today, highs in the 40s, we're at 31 degrees to start the day. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Get a great low fixed rate home equity loan from Key and stop worrying about rising rates. Visit any Key Center or call 1-888-KEY-1234. Subject to credit approval. Key, equal housing lender.
The company corporation does not offer financial or legal advice.
Running a small business is like raising a child. You nurture it, giving up your time and energy just to make sure it grows and stays healthy. But if you haven't incorporated yet, it could all disappear in an instant. Your car, your life savings, even your home. Fortunately, incorporating your business is fast and easy. Request a free guide today. Call 1-800-500-2883. 1-800-500-2883. 1-800-500-2883.
What's the price of safety? Midas says it shouldn't be as much as you think. You can get lifetime guaranteed brake pads or shoes installed at Midas for just $99.95 per axle. You'll never have to buy replacement pads or shoes again for as long as you own your car for just $99.95. That price gets you pads that are manufactured to the highest standards in the industry and meet or exceed the performance of the pads that came with your car when it was new. Midas has over 3,000 ASE certified mechanics too, so no matter where you drive, Midas is there. No wonder
wonder more Americans trust Midas for their brakes than any place else. And to help you keep safely on the road this season, get the Midas Touch Maintenance Package for just $29.95. They'll change your oil, rotate your tires, perform a courtesy check, including a visual brake inspection, all for just $29.95. To Midas, nothing's more important than your safety, and keeping it safely on the road costs less than you think when you trust the Midas Touch. Additional parts, ceramic pads, and labor extra. Oil change includes up to 5 quarts of multi-grade oil, other grades, and synthetics extra. Most vehicles, diesel vehicles extra. Not valid with discount offers. See manager for limited guarantee terms. Prices and participation may vary.
If you have an adjustable rate mortgage, you might be taking risks with your family's biggest investment.
Homeowners, rates won't stay this low forever. Call the mortgage store today. Don't miss out on taking advantage of historic low rates.
The economy continues to improve,
and the Federal Reserve has begun to raise interest rates.
But right now, you can still lock in a low fixed rate mortgage in the fives.
The mortgage store is a direct lender, so you're guaranteed the best pricing and the best service. Here's what our customers had to say.
It was just so easy. I've never had a refinance so easy.
We closed within days and saved over $350 a month.
We approve our own loans, so even if you've had some credit problems, you can still call us today and get a great fixed rate mortgage in the fives.
Don't procrastinate. Call the mortgage store right now at 303-423-7171 and start saving money today. It's fast, it's easy, and be sure to ask about the 6 months with no payment option. Open evenings and weekends. Call now, 303-423-7171. That's 303-423-7171.
It's Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
In a system of two parties, two chambers, and two elected branches, there will always be differences and debate.
Oh, yeah.
But even tough debates can be conducted in a civil tone.
Right.
And our differences cannot be allowed to harden into anger.
Sure.
To confront the great issues before us, we must act in a spirit of goodwill and respect for one another. And I will do my part.
Then he turns around later in the speech and starts painting Democrats and anybody else who disagrees with him as being defeatists. Good morning, 622, 22 minutes after 6, AM 760, Progressive Talk. High today, 54 under partly sunny skies. By the way, let me throw one other thing in and then we'll go to the calls. 303-713-7600. You can talk all morning long here about your reaction, how you feel about the State of the Union speech. You know, they're sitting, the White House is sitting, Bush is sitting in the polls at 39% approval rating. Some polls have him like at 40. They are so desperate that Dick Cheney will be on Rush Limbaugh this afternoon. See, got to get those guys, and Bush will be at the Grand Ole Opry in Nashville. Got to get out there, got to get on the stump, because you know what? They ain't moving nothing with these poll numbers. Let's go to Bill in Denver. Bill, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi, Bill. How are you?
Great. You know, this speech was about a lot of whipped cream, like you said, with nothing in the pie. A lot of nothing was said. What he should have been addressing, we didn't really expect him to, was getting out of that unwinnable war, getting health care for the people, prescriptions for the elderly, getting stem cell research where it should be instead of people having to go all the way over to Asia to get stem cell therapies, like Don Ho, the singer, remember him?
Oh, yeah, right.
He went over to Bangkok. They have fantastic hospitals in that part of the world. I was in Southeast Asia for a month in November, and I tell you, if you saw the fantastic way these people are living, you wouldn't believe it could be Southeast Asia. Even Vietnam, where we destroyed into the Stone Age 30-some years ago.
Well,
it's coming back strong.
Last night, Bush did talk about his strategy for Iraq, but his problem was his strategy was the same old, about how I'm sure our strategy is going to work. I'm sure, you know, I'm paraphrasing him, but he said, I believe in our plan. However, the problem is that Bill, you and I don't know what that plan is. I mean, I have no clue what it is other than to stay there.
His plan is to try to build up his poll numbers by using a lot of platitudes and going to certain parts of the country where he can get a select group. But, I mean, he better not go down to New Orleans because there's nobody there. It's an utter destruction. They're not doing anything there. I mean, every time I see this man, I actually, it's good because I want to vomit. I'm going to lose weight easy that way. I won't have to worry about taking diet pills. But this man is, he and his father and the whole bunch of those clowns have ruined this country.
It's tough. It's tough to sit through what they have to say. Bill, thank you, man.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Appreciate the call. Now, he's right. It's hard to sit through that. Did anybody else have trouble sitting through it? I mean, I sat through it, but it wasn't easy. Because he basically said nothing that I know of. And, you know, it's almost worth, to a certain degree, turning over to the right-wing echo chamber stations just to see how they intend to defend this guy's nothing performance. Lydia in Denver. Lydia, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hello.
Hi.
Did you see the speech where he compared himself to Martin Luther King?
Yeah.
And he has no right to do that. Nobody has any right to do that, but particularly this jingoist who's in control of our country.
Well, I think what's pretty interesting is I heard, and I really love her, Donna Brazile, in a little exchange in the Situation Room, with Wolf Blitzer, and Bill Bennett was there, you know, Mr. Gamblers Anonymous, and she capped off the end of the conversation by saying that if George W. Bush, and I'm paraphrasing her, if George W. Bush, really wants to honor Coretta King and Martin Luther King Jr., then he'll renew the 1964 Voting Rights Act, which both of them fought so hard for.
Mm-hmm.
So, I think if Bush wants us to run around in that crowd, then he's got to do more than walk the walk. You know, he's got to do more than talk. He's going to have to walk it. And I think it's a legitimate question somebody should ask him about why he doesn't want to renew the Voting Rights Act.
Well, I had a lot of issue with that. And the fact that he says, you know, we have to fight for freedom because every time we achieve freedom, it makes our country safer. Excuse me. But since we keep, going in and blowing up countries, I really don't think that pushing them off is going to make us any safer.
Well, he talked about democracy spreading around the place, and he talked about democracy spreading in the Middle East. But one of the things he doesn't tell you is, yeah, there were elections in Egypt for the parliament. Mm-hmm. But you know what party gained the most? The Islamic Brotherhood.
The minority?
No, the Islamic Brotherhood. They're radical Islamists, and they're akin to Al-Qaeda and the Taliban. So, I mean, that's the one thing. I'm not saying they shouldn't have democracy. I'm saying they should have democracy, and we should accept the outcome of what they want. But he's painting it as this big rosy picture, and he's not telling you that the United States, that we've got a problem there in Egypt as well as every place else in the Middle East.
Exactly. We just keep pissing off all these other countries.
Well, I mean, he's just not being honest about it. Lydia, thank you. Appreciate the call. Thanks for calling in. Couple of lines open at 303-713-7600. Mark Udall coming up here in a matter of minutes. And your reaction to the presidential speech, for those of you that were able to make it through the State of the Union last night. You know, they were talking about this last night, and this is really true. There is no requirement that the president give the State of the Union. He only has to give a written report. And I guess it was in Thomas Jefferson's time, for instance, they did not stand up and give these speeches. They only gave them written. And somehow I wish we could go back to those days. Mark in Littleton. Mark, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi, Mark.
Hey, I could hardly sit through it. In fact, I listened to it with half an ear. But my comment is he makes all these grand ideas and proposals, perhaps, as they are.
Right.
But where are we going to get the money?
Well, he never explains that, but I suspect where he wants to get the money is he's going to give tax breaks to the rich because he talked about how he wants to keep those tax cuts in place.
Uh-huh.
And then he'll turn around and he'll do exactly, he'll have the Congress do exactly what they have been doing, which has been cutting aid to students, the students through student loans. Clamping down on the working poor. He'll finance it off the backs of the middle and lower middle class.
Right. Something else. He talks about how good the economy is, and I want to know, A, who is it good for? And then he talks about job growth, but he doesn't talk about that. In, I think, with 2002, he had the Department of Labor change the way they keep the statistics to include non-wage earning jobs, and I forget what the exact number is, but I believe it's upwards of about 20% of the jobs that have been created have been in the public sector, and he's supposed to be small government.
Well, that's true, and also we have the lowest job creation cycle since the 60s. He doesn't talk about that. And as somebody pointed out on this show yesterday, and he didn't get into this, but he could brag about housing starts, but we also have record foreclosures going on as well.
Right.
You know... liars figure and figures lie, I guess, or whatever that, however that goes.
Yeah.
And, he picks out and cherry-picks stuff to make himself look good and make his administration look good, but he leaves out the rest. Hey, thanks, man. Have a great day.
You too. Take care.
All right. Appreciate the call. Congressman Mark Udall coming up, and we'll talk to him about his reaction to the State of the Union address last night in Washington, D.C., with George W. Bush. And we'll talk to you about it. 303-713-7600, 630, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Bailey with a look at progressive traffic.
Well, thanks, Jay. We are starting to see some trouble in Commerce City. We have a wreck northbound Highway 85 right around 72nd. So expect to see lots of emergency crews, flashing lights, and a little bit of bunchy behind that. Now, southbound I-25 filling in around 84th Avenue, but looking good for your ride into downtown. Northbound I-25. Watch for a stalled shuttle bus that's sitting in the center lane near Alameda. And if you're off to do a little skiing or riding today, I-70 drive between Denver and the Eisenhower Tunnels, and it gets a little slick and slushy over Loveland Vale and Berthoud Passes. Now around town, we're picking up just a bit now on Foothills Parkway, the Diagonal, and Highway 93. Turnpike looking good as you make your way through Broomfield and Westminster. And checking out our cast, partly sunny today. Highs in the 40s. We're at 31 degrees at the moment. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Journey to the far corners of the world with the incredible Dr. Doolittle, starring Tommy Toon and a host of amazing animals. Dr. Doolittle now playing at the Buell Theater through February 12th. Tickets available at King Supers, DenverCenter.org, or call 303-893-4100.
Words of wisdom from Randy Rhodes.
Just because, you know, somebody is a Republican doesn't mean that everything they say is worthless, does it? I'll have to think and get back.
Randy Rhodes, weekdays at 4 on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Courtesy of Sean Healy, Keller Williams Preferred Realty.
Are you thinking about selling your home? If so, you can now find out what your home is worth online by going to denverhomeprice.com. At denverhomeprice.com, you'll receive information on what comparable homes have sold for in your neighborhood, which homes are currently listed, how long they've been for sale, and their prices. Based on this information, you'll have an idea of what your home is worth. This confidential analysis from denverhomeprice.com is absolutely free. Visit denverhomeprice.com. That's denverhomeprice.com.
Everyone says triple pane windows will save you money, then you see the cost. I'm Jeff Kingery for the affordable Odyssey window. Triple pane windows you can actually afford. Check it out for yourself on the Troubleshooter Network or OdysseyWindows.com.
O-D-Y-S-S-E-Y.
Travelocity presents The Roaming Gnome, Denouncer of Travel Myths. Myth number one, cruises are too darn pricey.
Nonsense. With Travelocity's Cruise Super Sale, there are tons of splendid cruise deals.
Myth two, do not bring your own tunes to the cruise ballroom.
What? It's a classic.
As an exclusive benefit, MasterCard cardholders get up to $300 back. Visit Travelocity.com/supersale for details. Restrictions apply. Travelocity. You'll never roam alone.
May I help you?
Yeah, it's this cold. My sinuses feel like they're going to explode.
Sudafed PE.
My allergies have my sinuses all stuffed up.
Sudafed PE.
Tell the man what's wrong.
My sinuses.
Sudafed PE.
Sinus misery? The answer is Sudafed PE. Maximum strength relief of even your worst sinus symptoms without a prescription.
This congestion.
Sudafed PE.
Sudafed PE. Maximum strength sinus relief.
Who decided the best way to lose weight was by skipping things? Like breakfast. The truth is, studies suggest that breakfast actually plays an important role in weight loss, and that the calcium and nutrients in milk make breakfast work even harder for helping you achieve a healthy weight. And including low-fat or fat-free milk with breakfast is a great way to get closer to your goal of 24 ounces a day. Still think skipping breakfast is a good idea? 24 ounces in 24 hours. Milk your diet. Lose weight. To learn more about the science, go to 2424milk.com.
Live, local, and left. Jay Marvin on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Members of Congress, however we feel about the decisions and debates of the past, our nation has only one option. We must keep our word, defeat our enemies, and stand behind the American military in this vital mission.
6:34, 26 minutes in front of 7 o'clock. Hi today. 54, partly sunny skies. Good morning. Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Let's welcome to the program one of my favorite people. Here's Congressman Mark Udall, soon to be Senator Mark Udall. Good morning.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing all right. All right, you sat through that thing last night. I don't mean to be disrespectful, but a lot of us had a little bit of trouble staying awake. Because, you know, a lot of us, or let me just speak for myself. I expected to get something more. I mean, I expected to get a steak or a buffet or something. And what it seems to me is what we got was a pie tin full of whipped cream.
That's an interesting way to put it. Yeah, we wanted some new ideas about health care and energy independence and then a clear path out of Iraq, Jay. And the president talked about those very important issues and policy needs, but really didn't offer any new direction, I thought, with a few exceptions. I have to tip my hat to him here and there. I almost fell out of my chair when he talked about energy independence. But, of course, you got to walk the talk and show me the money. How about canceling all the job cuts out at the Renewable Energy Laboratory if we're serious about energy independence? There's a lot that has to be followed up here with what the president said last night.
And on one hand, he talks about elevating the tone, the political discourse and the tone in Washington, D.C. And then on the other hand, he turns right back around and paints those people who are critical of him as being defeatists. I mean, isn't that a little hypocritical?
Yeah, well, that's the rub. It's one of the comments I made last night when I had a chance to do some TV interviews, and I was on one of your competitor stations earlier this morning. I said, look, we as Americans, we all want to succeed in Iraq, but we don't succeed by dividing the country, and we don't succeed by using the war on terrorism as a political football. And the president may believe that he hasn't done that, but, boy, some of the people around him have been focused on this now for a number of years, and it's not... at a minimum, been very helpful, and it's been very divisive, as you know.
Well, didn't Karl Rove, what was it, last week, come out of hiding? Maybe it was the week before last, came out of hiding and started attacking us, those of us who consider ourselves to be Democrats, over the war on terror and about Iraq?
Yeah, what was the term used, the pre-9/11 mindset and the post-9/11 mindset? It's interesting because I would put myself in the post-9/11 category, and I'm not sure Karl Rove isn't in the pre-9/11 category, but he flips it around, this idea that somehow the Islamic jihadists, which is after all the threat we face, it's not terrorists per se. Terror is a tactic. It's a way to get to create fear and sow terror, but they don't hate us for who we are. They hate us for what we do, and the CIA, for example, has been very clear on that, and a part of what they hate us for is propping up these corrupt regimes in the Middle East, the fact that we have permanent or appear to have permanent military presence in the Middle East, and we ought to be smart about how we tackle this. This is a president, I think, Jay's been, he's been tough, but he hasn't been particularly smart about it. Democrats are bringing a whole host of proposals. We're tough. We defend ourselves, but we're smart. We understand the enemy. After all, that's how you defeat your enemies, if you understand your enemy. You don't just blindly strike out. And I believe that's in part what we've been doing, particularly in Iraq, with the invasion there. You know, I've had a lot of conversations about the mistakes that have been made.
Yeah, we have. And there's an article this morning in the Knight Ritter newspapers that nearly half of the Iraqis support attacks on U.S. troops. This is according to a poll that's just out. This poll says that the poll found that 80% of the Iraqis think the United States plans to maintain permanent bases in the country, even if the newly elected Iraqi government asks American forces to leave. And the poll found that that nearly half of the Iraqis approve the idea of attacking U.S.-led forces.
That's stunning, isn't it? And
yeah.
We ought to have hearings back here on this permanent base question. We have yet to hear from the administration that they're not going to have permanent bases in Iraq, and I think that's beyond troubling. That just continues this dynamic where we're the face of the occupation there, and it just fuels the energies, if you will, and the recruiting processes of al-Qaeda and these other groups. And if it is about oil, and it sure appears to be at least a significant portion of the reason that we're there, then the one comment last night that I did had to hold on the arms of my chair when the president said we're addicted to oil, an oil man making that acknowledgement. But, boy, we have a long way to go. But great opportunity, and I would have liked to have heard even more about conservation and about the successes of the 70s combined with the production of new domestic liquid fuels from our farm communities and other places. But this is an opportunity here. But boy, it's one thing to say it, it's another thing to do it, right?
Yeah, exactly. 6:39, 39 minutes past the hour, AM 760 Progressive Talk. Mark Udall, Congressman Mark Udall on the line with us. We're talking about the State of the Nation, or the State of the Union speech, rather, last night. Let's get on to health care here a second. You know, everybody uniformly complains about health care. And when I think of George W. Bush standing up there talking about health care, I think of a man who doesn't really live in the same world that I live in and that a lot of us live in. He's got excellent health care, doesn't have to worry about a thing. But health care, the costs just keep climbing. I mean, it's beginning to takes up, 16% of our gross domestic product? And it didn't seem like last night he had any solutions for that either.
No, he had the same old tired nostrums. I thought market forces will be utilized. And really, the proposals he's put forth help, as you point out, the people that already have coverage. We ought to be focused on those who are uninsured. And it, to back up to his proposals, I fear that they'll just drive up premiums more, that you reduce patient choice, that consumer protections are reduced. And it just doesn't help working people and Americans who are really struggling in this regard. And if we instead said, look, we're gonna focus on the uninsured, we're going to put some real measures in place so that every American has basic coverage, that's a national security issue, Jay. In order to be secure, we've got to have a strong economy. We have to have every American pulling on an oar to his or her capability. And it's also the right thing to do. There's a moral component. So I'm stunned that he can't see his way clear to a more far-sighted and visionary approach to health care in this country.
Yeah, he talks about those health savings accounts. But in reality, those won't help people. And as a matter of fact, they're designed, from what I understand, to discourage people from actually getting health care, from getting help, from going to the doctor.
If you really take a look, you're right. And a health savings account is for somebody who has a little discretionary dollars lying around that can just set them aside in this account. And they make sense in a limited way, but let's go after the people that don't have the basic coverage. Let's bulk up our community health center efforts. I was just out at Clinica Campesina recently. What a great organization that is. But this really is a national security issue.
Yeah.
The Hart-Rudman Commission listed it as a key force in the long run because we've got to be prepared for the inevitable increase in new kinds of diseases, God forbid a terrorist, a bio attack. But on the upside, you can prepare and be ready by having every American as healthy as possible. That's one of our advantages. It's also why our standard of living is one that's envied. But we're not putting the investments in at this time, and it's all based on this mythical market will somehow solve this problem. And healthcare, as you know, is not there are market forces involved, but there's a lot more. It's much more complicated than that.
You were talking earlier about having investigations, and you know, when Bill Clinton was the president, I mean, there were investigations and there were committee hearings and all kinds of things. And here, we don't get any committee hearings under the present structure. We get nothing going on. It's hard to get anything moving. Do you think that in November, do you think that we'll be able to pick up 15 seats in the House?
I think we have a very good opportunity. As you and I have talked before, we have a big mountain to climb because of the gerrymandering and the redistricting processes that occurred at the beginning of this decade. And so there are very few seats at play. But increasingly, you hear stories, you look at what the moderate Republicans are doing, they're very worried. And I think there's a real chance that the American people have had enough. And they understand that the priorities of this administration and therefore this Congress, because the two are in lockstep, you point that out. That's why we're not having any hearings. That's why we're not doing oversight. That the priorities of this administration, the policies of this administration, aren't making us stronger. And whether it's the war on terrorism or it's our health care policies or it's how we're approaching our need for foreign oil, none of those policy prescriptions of this administration or getting the job done. So I think there's a chance. I don't think it's pulling an inside straight. I'm not much of a card player. But I think it's probably on the order of pulling an outside straight or maybe a full house. And I'll tell you, we're working every day back here to give ourselves a chance. People say we're not united. Well, part of my answer is, of course, Democrats aren't united. We're Democrats. On the other hand, when it's really counted, we have been on Social Security and on defending Jack Murtha when he was courageous in his proposals about the war in Iraq. When it came to defending veterans and their health care needs, we've stood together. And, of course, the other team wants, and the other side of the media spectrum wants people to believe the Democrats are in disarray and not organized. And, in fact, when it counts, we are.
Yeah, it's just that it's very, very hard to get that message out. I mean, I've fallen into that trap, too. And particularly when you see what happened yesterday with the whole Alito thing on the Senate side, where you have those Democrats who defected and voted with the Republicans. Two quick last hits, because I know you got to go to work. One, he started down that road yesterday, last night with that NSA thing. I mean, it's like, come on, when's somebody going to call him on that?
Yeah, the domestic spying has to be investigated, and Karl Rove and the team over there want to make it sound like Democrats are unpatriotic and weak, when in fact it's senators like McCain, Lindsey Graham, Hagel, as well as leading Democrats that are calling for hearings. We're moving on hearings. I think the courts are going to find an opportunity to rule, and I think they're going to find the president outside the law on this. And you can only defend it for so long. And we're strong enough to win this conflict without breaking the law and without spying on Americans. You and I know that.
Yep. All right, last one here. He talked last night about fiscal responsibility and about earmarks and everything else, yet, you know, and line item veto. Yet I don't think he, in the six terms that he's been in, I don't think he's vetoed one bill, has he?
He has not, which is a story waiting to be written.
You know?
It's amazing, and it just shows this collaborative effort between the Congress and President Bush, and the reason that divided government often is more effective and it provides more of a watchdog. I did perk up when he talked about the line item veto, because I have a piece of legislation that would do just that. It's called the technical term is called rescission. But what happens right now, if the president were to say, look, I want to remove a particular item from a budget, the Congress can ignore him, and that's constitutionally the way it should work. My measure would provide for, if the president were to use a so-called line item veto, then the Congress has to vote it up or down. It creates transparency. Hey, there are a lot of earmarks that make sense, but the ones that are snuck into the bills in the middle of the night and don't have a clear vetting, those never have to be defended. If you brought them into the light of day and people had to stand up and say, here's why I need this, the bad and egregious earmarks would be stripped out right away.
Absolutely. Congressman, thank you so much for your time. It's always a pleasure to have you on the program. Really enjoy talking to you.
Hey, Jay, let me get my website.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Plug your website.
www.markudall.org. Come on over and see what we're up to. And, hey, thanks for having me on, and you're tremendous.
Hey, well, one last thing, because I always ask you this every time you're on, so you got to say it again. You are running for the Senate in 08.
I'm ready to go. I just wish it was this election cycle, but we'll lay the groundwork in 06, elect a lot more Democrats. And, hey, aren't those the state, the legislative Democrats are doing a great job showing that they can govern, they want to solve problems, and I'm going to build on that momentum they've helped create.
Well, I look forward to working on your campaign. Thank you. Appreciate you being on the program.
Hey, Jay, you're the best. Talk to you later.
All right, see you later. There's Congressman Mark Udall. All right, we got Pat Walk of the Colorado Democratic Party coming up. We'll ask her about how Bush's economic prognostications and about his comments, how it washes out in the state of Colorado. Plus, we'll take more of your calls on the State of the Union, 303-713-7600, State of the Union speech, I should say, this morning. At 6:47, 13 minutes in front of 7 o'clock. Thanks for being here at AM 760 Progressive Talk.
AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Well, we're seeing a few issues northbound I-25 right now. Watch for a left lane, left shoulder accident northbound I-25 at Broadway. Also have a shuttle bus stalled in the center lane. That's just north of Alameda. Now in Commerce City, watch for this crash northbound Highway 85 at 72nd. Police and fire on scene with that. And around town, things are getting busy now on Foothills Parkway, the Diagonal, and Highway 93. The Turnpike looking pretty good so far as you make your way through Broomfield and Westminster, but we are getting busy, and we do have a crash working off the highways at Federal and Bellevue. On to the forecast, going to see a mix of sun and clouds today. Highs in the 40s. We're at 31 to start the day. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
This Saturday night, your Denver Nuggets take on the Portland Trailblazers in a special family night game. Get 4 tickets, 4 hot dogs, and 4 sodas for only $59. Bring your family for a night of fun with the Nuggets. For tickets, visit the Pepsi Center box office or Ticketmaster.
Listen to AM 760 all day and all night on AM760.net. Download show clips and interviews to your MP3 player. Join the Progressive Club. Find out about upcoming contests and events. Stay connected with AM760.net.
You can live truly debt-free on just the money you already make, using my proven system. Let me send you a free tape today that shows you how. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. My system doesn't consolidate your debt, it eliminates it, no matter how much debt you have.
I'm completely debt-free now, thanks to John Commuta.
Call now and I'll rush you my free tape. Call 1-800-500-1142. That's 1-800-500-1142. 1-800-500-1142.
6:49, 11 minutes in front of 7 o'clock, AM 760, Progressive Talk. You know, when you become emotionally involved with somebody, it's very, 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 very hard to compress your comments and keep them down to a minimum. For instance, I could talk about Congressman Udall all day. And I could talk about Rockies all day, too. And I do talk about Rockies a lot on this program, and it's for a very number of reasons. Number one, because I am emotionally involved with them. They have become my friends, and Mary and I have bought cars from there and have had nothing but great luck. And when you find out about something really good, you want to share it with everybody else. And they've been strong backers of this program since the very beginning. You know what? I've told you before that they have the largest selection of clean late model used cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs in Colorado, over 500 units on the lot. So, best thing for you to do is go to RockiesAutos.com and look at the inventory yourself, or go on out there and see them in person. They're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. Go out there and see my friends Tom and Marv Alshire, the Alshire brothers, or a Spanky, or any of the people working out there, Fred Labrato, any of the folks, Colby. I mean, they're all good people. See if there's something you like, and see if go out there and take a test drive and just try it. And see if you don't come away with the same feeling that I've always come away with, that these are good people who are determined to get you the best deal and to make you feel comfortable, which is, you know, a real challenge when you go to a car dealership. Rockies Autos, they're located at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike. Check them out. They are great people.
Refinance at LendingTree and get up to 4 real loan offers in minutes. Not good enough? Okay, now you can get up to 4 customized offers in minutes just by calling 1-800-555-TREE. When banks compete, you win at LendingTree.com. See website or call for details and licensing.
I'm troubleshooter Tom Martino. Even I don't have the time to answer all of your automotive maintenance and repair questions or to solve those nasty car problems. That's why I've teamed up with Mark Major to bring you the Troubleshooter Automotive Edition, Saturdays, 10 to noon.
Yes, Tom, I'll tell you what, I do appreciate that, too. Ever since we've started the Troubleshooter Automotive Edition, we have saved people over $40,000 in 8 weeks, and I look forward to you, the listener, calling in this weekend between 10 and noon. That's 10 to noon this Saturday.
Hi, this is Dave Logan, and I have a house full of windows from Regency Bristol Windows. Log on to bristolwindows.com and register your house full of windows absolutely free. That's bristolwindows.com.
Regency Windows.
It's Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
By applying the talent and technology of America, this country can dramatically improve our environment, move beyond a petroleum-based economy, and make our dependence on Middle Eastern oil a thing of the past.
Well, as much as I love automobiles, man, if we can get that done, that would just be great. However, you know, here's something that George W. Bush didn't tell us last night. Do you know the majority of our oil that we get does not come from the Middle East? That's really true. I believe only about a third of it comes from the Middle East. 6:52, 52 minutes past the hour, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin here, high of 54 under partly sunny skies today. And I've got that figure around here somewhere about the petroleum. And here it is. I've got it. Okay, Jay, now that you've got it, find it. yeah, here it is. Here it is. Okay, check this out. This is from a Los Angeles Times article that is it's out today, as a matter of fact, where they're talking about the Middle East and oil. It says, on his headline-grabbing pledge to decrease U.S. reliance on Middle East oil by 75% over the next 20 years, Bush's words seem to suggest a dramatic new program to reduce dependence on foreign oil. But experts point out that the U.S. gets only a fraction of its oil from the Middle East. In fact, the majority now comes from Canada and Mexico, and Bush said nothing about them on Tuesday. All right, now let's go back to the phones. We've got Mike in Denver who's been hanging on. Mike, thanks for your patience. Good morning and welcome to AM 760.
How you doing, Jay? I'll tell you what. When I first tuned in, what I didn't like was that play-by-play coverage of who was attending his speech last night. It sounded like it was reducing its importance, like it was some kind of variety show. I didn't like that. And two, the statement that he made about having the most robust economy.
Right.
I just felt like this is a blatant lie. It's an insult as a lie, you know, because China, who is both manufactures and sells, has a much more together economy. You know what I mean? They've got both pieces of it. You know, what are we doing? We're buying Chinese products. You know, we're spending money. Yeah, if you want to look at our economy from that aspect, you know, yeah, we're buying the Walmart DVD players and blah, 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 but we're not manufacturing anything. We don't have a market because our prices, our products are too expensive.
Well, what you're saying is absolutely true. Now, here's a little anecdote. It's anecdotal evidence. It's not statistical evidence. But my sister, because of her husband's job, goes to China, oh, I'd say probably on the average of three times a year, maybe four, and they're getting ready to go next week again. And she will tell you, and she spends a lot of time there too, by the way, and she will tell you that their economy is far more robust than ours. It's growing at a far rapid rate. And that basically what they're into is China's into a world headed towards world economic domination. And this guy last night has nothing to say about that.
Exactly, exactly. And by the way, Jay, I lived over there for 11 years. I lived in Hong Kong for 1 year and lived in Macau for 10 years, Thailand for 1 year. So I'm no stranger to Asian, goings on either.
Right, right.
I appreciate what you said.
I mean, you've been over there, so you know it's really true. And this guy, you know, basically, he says nothing about it. By the way, something on the side here, a sidecar. You said you lived in Macau?
Yeah, I lived in Macau, yeah, for 10 years. I taught English over there.
Somebody told me, I don't know if it's true, maybe my sister told me this. Do they have gambling over there?
Oh, like you wouldn't believe. But it's not as good as Las Vegas, but it's getting to that point. See, the Chinese
really?
Look at gambling as a business. It's not fun. You don't go in there, lose $500 and smile about it like you do over here. Over there, it's a big disappointment. It's almost a loss of face. It's amazing over there.
I've lost my face many times, but I'll tell you something. Maybe that's what the show needs to do, is organize a gambling outing to Macau, man. You got me talking.
They tried up in Blackhawk and all those other places here in Colorado.
Yeah, well, we should get something together. Hey, Mike, thank you, man. I appreciate you being on the show.
And you have a good day, Jay.
Okay, take care. All right, 303-713-7600. I got time to squeeze one more call in? Yeah, let me see if I can get another in. Joe in Denver. Joe, you're on 760. Go ahead.
Yeah, good morning, Jay. This is Joe.
Hi.
Hey, I just wanted to let you know, I mean, I watched Bush's speech last night, and I don't care how good some of his ideas are. I think we as Democrats need to focus on the primary goal of the Democratic Party needs to be to get power back.
I agree.
And we need to make sure that, I don't care how good his idea is, we need to facilitate its failure so that we can get that power back.
Well, I don't think we're going to have to facilitate its failure, because if it's anything like last year's State of the Union speech, the stuff will fail on its own. It'll fail for two reasons. Either one, the American public, like with Social Security, won't buy it, or two, it won't get done because he won't put any money forward and he'll just forget about it. I mean, like he does everything else. I mean, he basically will talk about things like that whole New Orleans Jackson Square speech he gave. Boy, that sure sounded good, didn't it? But he hasn't come through with the money for it. And he proposes all of these programs, but he doesn't tell you, where he's going to get the money. And, you know, he had that tax commission that wanted to rewrite the tax code. Well, whatever happened to that? That failed too.
Yeah.
I mean, you know what? This administration's incompetence will do it for you. I mean, there's nothing. All we have to do, basically, on a lot of this stuff, is do two things. One, show a better way to get it done, which is what Tim Kaine from Virginia talked about following the Democratic response. Show a better way to get it done. And then, to a certain degree, stay out of his way, because he'll screw it up without our help.
Yeah, I hope so. And I wanted to comment on your previous caller. I'm afraid to compare us to China, because China, with their, I mean, they don't have any labor unions, so their workers are grossly underpaid and mistreated. They have no environmental laws, and I certainly would not want to see something like that happen in our country.
Well,
again.
you just gave the platform of the Republican Party, my friend. No labor unions, no environmental regulations, nothing else. As I said before, I'm with you about gaining power, but you know something? Bush inevitably will be our best friend, because he'll screw things up. Thanks for the call. Pat Walk, Colorado Democratic Party, coming up next.
When I say Morrison, what do you think of?
The rock star?
Guess again.
Town by Red Rocks.
Well, I was thinking Morrison Homes.
Why Morrison?
Because they have, like, these really workable floor plans and more features, like three-car garages and gourmet kitchens.
Morrison Homes gives testimony to more. More amenities, more choices, more value, period. All with a 2-year blanket home warranty, which is definitely more. Morrison Homes have immediate move-in homes with incentives up to $40,000. For information and directions, go to morrisonhomes.com.
Routine. Dancing to work. Unroutine, but extremely time-consuming. reheated, sloppy fast food breakfast, routine. Fresh Baked Power Bagel, unroutine. Fresh Baked Power Bagel eaten with one hand while fighting ninjas with the other and sipping a cup of darn good coffee through a straw? Yeah, now we're talking. Einstein Brothers Bagels. In a world of routine, breakfast should be anything but.
Start your day with a spinach and fig breakfast panini served on grilled ciabatta bread. Try one today with a cup of our darn good coffee. Only at Einstein Brothers Bagels.
J. Marvin, Frank, Ed Schultz, Andy Rose, The Majority Report, and Mike Malloy. This is AM 760, Progressive Talk.
KKZN, Fortin, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedapani. President Bush will be off to the Grand Ole Opry about 2 hours from now, following up on his State of the Union speech, pressing his case for staying the course in Iraq and ending America's oil addiction.
Make our dependence on Middle Eastern oil a thing of the past.
I'm Peter Mayer, live at the White House. Starting with today's speech in Nashville, the president will use road trips to sell his State of the Union ideas, starting with political popular proposals like that call to break the nation's addiction to oil by encouraging alternative fuels.
Breakthroughs on this and other new technologies will help us reach another great goal, to replace more than 75% of our oil imports from the Middle East by 2025.
Presidents have often called for energy independence, but oil imports have steadily increased to the current 60% level, Frank.
And reaction to the speech mixed in Chicago.
Not much substance.
Well, I'm not hearing too much I really disagree with.
I'm kind of disappointed, actually.
And Democratic Senator Mary Landrieu of Louisiana was disappointed the president didn't say more about hurricane rebuilding money.
We didn't hear about revenue sharing so that we could use our own money to rebuild from Pascagoula to Beaumont. We weren't even mentioned in the energy portion of the speech, and we're America's only energy coast.
Overseas. Backed by an Israeli Supreme Court order, troops and bulldozers moved into a West Bank town to level an illegal Jewish settlement. Rock-throwing settlers resisted. Dozens of settlers and troops were hurt. In Iraq, Saddam Hussein's trial resumed without him. Saddam and his lawyers are boycotting as they don't like the chief judge. Testimony at the Enron fraud trial of founder Kenneth Lay and former CEO Jeffrey Skilling in Houston should begin within the hour. CBS News legal analyst Andrew Cohen.
I think prosecutors want to start fast, and I think the defense will want to signal jurors that they aren't going to be pushed around in that courtroom. So I expect the first full day of testimony from witnesses to be more dramatic than most of the rest of the days of trial will be.
And one of 16 former Enron officials who've already pleaded guilty is expected to take the stand first. The new budget NASA is working on should say a lot about the future of manned spaceflight. CBS's Peter King is live with the latest.
NASA has 4 years to finish the space station, then retire the shuttle. Florida Today reports it will get the money it needs, but the shuttles are still grounded. Last month, NASA head Michael Griffin said they want to fly.
As I sit here today, we think that date will be something in May, and if it slips to July, it slips to July. We launch when we're ready.
But first they have to fix the debris problem that doomed Columbia and killed its crew at this hour 3 years ago. Griffin says they're getting closer. Frank?
A wounded ABC anchorman Bob Woodruff and cameraman Doug Vogt spent the night at a Navy hospital in Maryland. Woodruff's brother David is cautiously optimistic.
This is a long road. We all know that. We're prepared for that. And we think he's going to be under great care here.
Ahead of the bell, S&P futures are down a point. This is CBS News.
The following is an OnStar conversation.
OnStar, sir, this is Akia.
My son has locked himself in our vehicle.
Oh, how old is he?
He's 3.
Oh.
I know.
I'd like to verify your PIN number. Do you remember what that could be?
757.
OnStar can send a signal to unlock your doors in most cases.
I'm going to set up the unlock for you. I'll call you back to let you know that the doors should be unlocked.
Thank you.
The peace of mind OnStar offers is more affordable than you might think.
The doors of the vehicle are unlocked.
Oh, great. Thank you so much.
Can you put me on hold and verify it for me?
I can verify it because my 3-year-old is right up to me. You want to tell her thank you for unlocking your door?
Thank you for unlocking my door. Oh, you're welcome.
The first year of OnStar service is included on new OnStar-equipped GM vehicles, and unlimited use of all safety and security services costs only $16.95 plus tax per month after that. OnStar by GM. To experience OnStar, press your blue button or visit OnStar.com.
Call the Mortgage Store today at 303-423-7171.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
are dealing with a few issues right now. Northbound I-25 loaded up through T-Rex. We had an earlier stall on an accident near Broadway. They have been pushed off to the shoulder, but still seeing a real tough drive. Now, southbound is also running heavy from 104th all the way into downtown and through T-Rex. Westbound I-76 jammed solid because of this crash near E-470. Only the left lane is getting through, so heavy delays in that area. Now, around town, things are starting to stack up and get busy on Foothills Parkway, the diagonal, and Highway 93. The turnpike bunching up eastbound between Federal and Pecos and onto the forecast. Nice sunrise. Partly sunny today with highs in the 40s. We're at 31 degrees now. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
DeVry University prepares students for cutting-edge careers in business, technology, and management. Attend classes in Denver, Westminster, or online. Visit DeVry.com or call 280-7600 for a list of undergraduate and graduate degrees. That's DEVRY.com or call 280-7600.
AM 760 and Live Nation are giving you the chance to win tickets to An Evening with Bill Maher, Saturday, April 22nd at the Paramount Theater.
Don't brush your teeth in public bathrooms.
Bill Maher, one of the most politically astute humorists in America today.
When I walk into a public men's room, the last thing I want to see is a gob of toothpaste in the sink. At least I hope that's toothpaste.
For more information on An Evening with Bill Maher and how you can register to win free tickets, log on to am760.net.
Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how to get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Call 303-713-8318. 303-713-8318.
Refinance at LendingTree and get up to 4 real loan offers in minutes. Not good enough? Okay, now you can get up to 4 customized offers in minutes just by calling 1-800-555-TREE. When banks compete, you win at LendingTree.com. See website or call for details and licensing.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Anytime you hear the United States government talking about wiretap, it requires a wiretap requires a court order. When we're talking about chasing down terrorists, we're talking about getting a court order before we do so.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Sure. Right. 7:06, 6 minutes after 7 a.m., 760 Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin, good morning. High today, 54. Partly sunny skies, talking about the State of the Union speech last night. And let's bring Colorado Democratic Party Chair Pat Walk on this morning. And I understand, Pat, that you're taking the day off today, but you consented to do this show.
Yeah, thanks, Jay. I'm delighted to be here.
It's good to have you on.
Thanks.
All right, the president last night made statements about the robust economy. He made statements about how, you know, how good things are economically. How does that wash with what's going on here in the state of Colorado?
Good thing you asked that. I just finished a 63-county tour. I've got one county left to go, which I'm going to be getting up to in the next couple of weeks. And I was thinking last night as I watched this, well, the state of economy that he's describing is certainly not what I'm finding in this state, particularly in the rural areas. I mean, people are struggling out there. They're struggling out there because there's no economic base. The town, a lot of these little towns are dying. Kids are leaving and not coming back. So his view of the economy and I think the view of the economy for the real world are very different.
So, in other words, what he's talking about last night about job creation, which, by the way, is the job creation cycle is the lowest it's been since the 60s. But he's talking about all of that stuff. But what you're seeing when you're out and about traveling here in the state of Colorado, you're not seeing what he's talking about.
Whatever's translated, he's translating, it's coming from somewhere else. It's certainly not relevant to what's happening here in the state of Colorado. That's true. And, you know, I was sitting there. I was actually at one of the house parties last night with a room full of very boisterous people. So I had to reread the address this morning because I was actually writing down in their commentary. It was very, very interesting. I mean, these are grassroots people who meet weekly over in Lakewood. But one of the things that hit me was he made a statement about 12, there are 1,500 American counties without a single OBGYN.
Right, yeah.
Excuse me, Mr. President. There are counties all over this state who have no doctor at all. You know, they may get a doctor in there once a month or once a week, but you know, they're lucky if they have an EMT and an ambulance that can get them somewhere. You know, to be helicoptered out. I found it fascinating. No OBGYN. Come on, it's much it's much more difficult than that for folks.
Now, he's got something about OBGYNs. He keeps bringing them up all the time. But the other thing is, I don't know how that ties in. Well, he was trying to make it tie into the fact that, you know, once again, he wants to go after what he considers to be quote-unquote frivolous lawsuits or tort reform. And to somehow, to me, that just doesn't match up.
It doesn't match up, and it's not the major concern of people in this country. I will tell you, here in the state of Colorado, the major concerns are jobs in the economy, access to health care, and decent education. And, you know, my reaction, of course, I'm one of the first that will say we need energy independence. But you know what? There's a very interesting thing I was looking at before this all started. He was talking about that 2 years ago.
Right.
He was talking about the year of the hydrogen car. What
right.
has he done? What initiatives has he put out to make sure that we're energy independent? It's like a lot of empty rhetoric and broken promises in this speech, once again. And I was also absolutely fascinated by he started out talking about isolationism and protectionism. You know, nobody's talking about that. People are talking about a responsible plan for getting out of Iraq. Nobody's talking about, you know, isolating themselves.
Well, that's him paying off to his big business buddies.
You're absolutely right about that.
I mean, that's his true, that's their true, real, really the GOP's true, real constituency is the well-off, the well-heeled. I mean, he talked last night about keeping those tax cuts permanent.
Right.
I mean, he gets into all of that stuff, and to me, I don't see how people can't basically just see through what he's talking about and sit down with a pen and a piece of paper and figure out how it affects them directly, and that, you know, the redistribution of the wealth in this country is definitely going in an upward spiral.
And another thing I found interesting last night, there were some folks in the room with me who were teachers, and when he started talking about, you know, teacher training, things like that, they said, that sounds good, and then the next word out of their mouth, is this another unfunded mandate?
Right.
Like No Child Left Behind. I just think the credibility of this man is absolutely at an all-time low. And it was really interesting. Did you see Hillary Clinton's face?
Yeah.
There were a couple of times when he made comments, and, you know, she was trying to keep a straight face, but you could see, like when Bill was his good friend and he was turning 60 this year, I just thought it was absolutely fascinating to...
I'm beginning to think more and more of her, and I think part of that comes from the fact that she's opening her mouth more now.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I'm not one of those who thinks that she's necessarily planning to run right away, but I do think that she is becoming a very strong voice for the things that we care about, and we need all those voices that we can get. We had Mark Udall on a phone call with us before the State of the Union address started, and oh, what a great member of Congress.
Oh, yeah, he's the best.
He just absolutely wowed everybody, took questions, and his commitment to public service, I think, and his knowledge of the issues and his ability to speak out, you know, we're just really grateful to have him as a member of Congress in this state.
Well, he's going to make a good senator, too.
He sure is.
All right, now, closing moments, let's talk about what's going on here locally. First of all, I want to ask you something that's not necessarily political. Somebody sent me this an email about this. I haven't seen it because I haven't had time to check it out, but I intend to check it out. Is there a place on the Democratic Party website for the state of Colorado where you can get, like, a credit card, and then instead of the bonus points going to rewards for you personally, it's contributed to the party? Is that going on?
That's going on. That's the Affinity card that I signed up when we first got it, and it is as I have jokingly said to my friends, it was really hard for me because I had a Frontier Airlines card. But I use my Affinity card all the time, and the neat thing about it is the first thing that happens is that when you join, automatically the state party gets $40 just by you joining, signing up for the card. And then there is a percentage that goes afterwards to the state party. So it's a really easy way for you to give money to the state Democratic Party and to support it. And so we love that. There's also now a program with that or any card where if you want to donate over time, you can have a monthly piece taken out. And I do that. Even though I gave up my job to do this full time, I still do that because I want to show that I'm, you know, contributing to the party as well.
Yeah, I'm on the democracy bonds thing for the DNC where you can do exactly the same thing. Well, you know what? I'm signing up for that card today, I guarantee. All right.
Fantastic.
All right, now, last couple of questions. Does Alice Madden run? I had her on here yesterday, and she says she's considering it. Does she get in?
I think that, you know, I've talked to Alice, and I don't want to be so presumptuous as to speak for her, but from what my understanding from her is, that if John Hickenlooper does not get into the race, she gets in.
Now, when is John Hickenlooper going to give all of us an answer?
Well, that's up to John Hickenlooper.
You're the party chair. I mean, have you called him up and said, "Look, I mean, you're holding up the process here. We need to win. You got to make a decision."
I have talked to John frequently, all I can say is that this is his decision, and what I have said publicly over and over again is whoever's going to get in needs to do it now, because we need to know who our candidates are. You know, this is coming up on us as a party. We have the March 4th is our State Central Committee meeting, and we'll have our Jefferson Jackson Day dinner then, and it would be prudent for anybody who's going to be running for governor to be at that dinner and talk about their race. And then, of course, the caucuses happen very, very quickly after that. The first precinct caucus is going to be, all the precinct caucuses are going to be on March 21st. So you've got to have declared, you've got to be in the race if you want to get delegates to the state convention, unless you decide that you're going to petition on, and I would not encourage anybody to do that. It's a very difficult process.
All right, so you have no clue as to when we'll get an answer out of the mayor.
I have no clue. I get calls daily. I get press calls. There are rumors that go around and then they disappear. You know, this is a big decision for him, and I think that he will make it when the time is right.
All right, Pat Walk, thank you so much for being on with us this morning. Plug the Democratic Party's website.
It's www.coloradodems.org. It's a great website. We're trying to keep it up to date, but more importantly, it lets you keep up to date with what's going on. We are having our JJ dinner on March 4th, and Governor Brian Switzer, the new leader in the West, we think, will be there to speak, and so I think we're going to have a great time.
All right. You know what? I got to ask you one last quick question here, not to drag this out. How about those of us who want to pick up, we're just desperate to pick up those 15 seats in the House, and you've got a number of people who are Democrats who are running against incumbents. If we give money to the state Democratic Party, does any of that go to them, or is there one central place where we can give money that helps them out, that helps all of them out, as opposed to having to go to like each website and giving $25 or $30 or whatever?
If you come to the state party, we are working with every single candidate that's out there. So yes, in that sense, it doesn't get parceled out to them, but what it does is it funds our ability to go into their districts and help them win, to get out the vote.
Okay.
So yes, that's a good way to do it, just to give money to the state Democratic Party. Clearly, if you live in one of their congressional districts and want to pump all your money there, I mean, I've done that in the past. This year I'm putting all my money into the state party. But I think that if you want to do an overall, you know, let's help out all these candidates, getting to the state party is a great way to do it.
We have got, for the sanity of this state and this country, we have got to get rid of Marilyn Musgrave.
Absolutely. We got a great candidate in Angie Pacioni out there, but she's going to need help from every single person out there, whether you live in her district or not. You know, Marilyn's raised a ton of money. She's also, as we've seen in the past, can be very vicious in her campaigns. So Angie needs every bit of support that she can get from people. You know, if it's a little phone calling, it's a if it's a little money, if it's there are tons of ways to help her out. But I feel that way about Tom Tancredo too, quite frankly.
Well, I feel that way about all of them. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
I want to kick them all out.
Yeah, exactly. And I think we have the opportunity. And you know, one of the great things about traveling the state and talking to all the counties and things like that, I think we have a tremendous opportunity this year to really make Colorado stand up straight and tall with people both in the state house and in the House of Representatives. And so, but it's really going to require everybody getting out there and doing their part. And but I think that there's just so much sense of possibility of what can happen, and we need you.
Well, we need to get control of the House. There's no question about it. Pat, thank you so much for joining us this morning. Have a good day off for the rest of the day, and we'll talk to you again soon.
All right. Thanks, Jay.
All right. Take care. There's Colorado Democratic Party Chair Pat Walk. We appreciate her being on the program. Got Ed Schultz coming up next at 7:30. But look, I got time to squeeze in a couple of calls if you want to talk about the State of the Union speech last night. 7:20, 20 minutes.
Eagle Creek is an Amber Homes Higher Standard community, affordably priced in the 170s. Eagle Creek is one of the lowest per square foot single-family homes in Commerce City. Check out the spacious bedrooms and bigger yards. Amber Homes has been providing quality homes at an affordable price since 1998. So stop throwing your money away on rent and picture yourself in a new home from Amber Homes. Go today to any Amber Homes community and discover a great home for a great price. For more information, go to amberhomes.com. Amber Homes, a higher standard.
Did you hear that? Your customers did. To find out more about advertising, call Sean Doherty at 303-713-8318 or click on the advertisement tab in your media player.
Where do you want to go tonight?
Search for the hottest bars, clubs, lounges, DJs, and concerts in Denver. And post your reviews at MaxKnipes.com.
Check out this week's review. I just turned 21, and my older girlfriends wanted to take me to a fun party spot. Since I've never been to a real nightclub, I didn't know what to expect. I went last Friday, and wow, the DJ played everything I love. The bartenders gave me great drinks all night and even remembered my name. I came back the next night to find out the party gets even crazier.
Rise Nightclub at 19th and Blake.
Where do you want to go tonight?
MaxKnipes.
Quality, value, design, innovation, customer satisfaction, strength. At Engle Homes, it's simply better. At Engle Homes, they understand that purchasing a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll ever make. That's why they make it their mission to make this experience the best it can be. From condominiums to townhomes to gorgeous single-family homes, Engle Homes has something perfect for you. Consider McKay Landing, Broomfield's community of choice. Nestled between McKay Lake and a golf course, McKay Landing offers a 16-acre central park area, including a rec center with a swimming pool, playing fields, top lot and city park, daycare center, and elementary school. With townhome-style living from the upper 100s, single-family homes from the low 300s, and estate homes from the mid-400s, McKay Landing has something for everyone. Visit one of McKay Landing's 10 decorated models today. Would you like to find out more about Engle Homes? Pull up the media player and click on the banner, or visit EngleHomesColorado.com to find out more about McKay Landing. That's EngleHomesColorado.com.
Did you hear that? Your customers did. To find out more about advertising, call Sean Doherty at 303-713-8318 or click on the advertisement tab in your media player.
Health card, a health scorecard, to rate your pet's health and to see how you can improve your pet's health. You know, Mary and I have fed Coco and Jackson Purina One since the day we got them as little puppies. And we do get tons of comments about the way they look, and you'll get those same comments about your dog in your puppy or your senior dog if you use Purina. And I'll tell you something else. They have a tremendous amount of energy. Their eyes are just clear as can be. I mean, even our vet raves on how they look. And you know what? You'll get the same reaction with Purina One. So take the Purina One 30-day challenge. Get that health scorecard and see exactly what I'm talking about. Call 1-888-606-BARK. That's 1-888-606-BARK to take the Purina One 30-day challenge. And you'll get a free health scorecard for your dog, plus a free 4-pound bag of Purina One for your puppy, adult, or senior dog. 1-888-606-BARK. That's 1-888-606-BARK. Call today, and you can pick up Purina One dog and cat products at your local Kmart.
Do you know the power of financial empowerment? Ambassador Andrew Young, humanitarian and educator, has teamed with Operation Hope founder John Bryant to help eradicate poverty through financial literacy education. Mr. Bryant, how is Operation Hope meeting this challenge?
To empower 5 million youth in 5 years in financial literacy.
Ambassador Young, what's your role in financial literacy education?
Well, I came up with Martin Luther King in the Civil Rights Movement, and now we're trying to develop a Silver Rights Movement. Young people in the system of free enterprise and capitalism need to understand money and how it works. It takes an army of volunteers, business leaders, educators, the entire community. We need the community's help.
If you need financial hope, we're here to help you. Call Operation Hope at 877-592-HOPE. That's 877-592-HOPE. Or visit us online at operationhope.org.
Sticking it to righties everywhere. Jay Marvin, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
America is addicted to oil, which is often imported from unstable parts of the world. The best way to break this addiction is through technology. Since 2001, we have spent nearly $10 billion to develop cleaner, cheaper, and more reliable alternative energy sources. And we are on the threshold of incredible advances.
Now, do you really believe any of that? 725, 25 minutes after 7 a.m., 760, Progressive Talk. High today, 54, 303, 713, 7600. Your comments in the State of the Union speech last night. Ed Schultz, Big Ed, here, heard here between 1 and 4 in the afternoon. Coming up here in just a few moments. But I got three open lines at 303-713-7600. Let's go to Charlie in Boulder. Charlie, you're on AM 760.
Good morning, Jay.
Hey, Charlie, how are you?
How's it going?
It's going pretty good, actually.
All right. Hey, that was a nice little ad about the pet and signing your pet names to the cards and stuff.
We do all that stuff. We love our dogs. I mean, there's nothing... You know, I said yesterday I'd rather spend time on a desert island with my dogs than most people that I know.
I say the same thing. And the American Indians talk about when they say... their salutations, they do it to all animals and all people and plants. They got it figured out.
You got it, man.
But anyways, I'm calling about last night's State of the Union address and the thing about alternative energy. What a farce. It's absolutely the biggest lie ever told to America. Well, not the biggest. I'm sure there's a lot more in their rhetoric, but it's a pretty good-sized one. There was a, number one, I presented in Washington, D.C. on some of these things. And one of the things that recently, just in fact, we just came back from the Sundance Film Festival, and we were, did the sponsorship there. And there was a movie that came out, a documentary called The Last Electric Car. And they actually showed how the Bush administration was part of it with the oil companies that killed the most efficient, energy-efficient car ever built. They actually took them back and crushed them.
Oh yeah!
I was so mad when I got out. I was furious about what they've done.
I don't doubt that at all. And you know, I gave you the figure before. I'll give it again for people just tuning in. And this is from the Los Angeles Times article. You can find it online today. And it says I'm quoting from it here. One of his headlining grabbing pledges to decrease U.S. reliance on Middle East oil by 75% over the next 20 years. Bush's words seem to suggest a dramatic new program to reduce dependence on foreign oil. But experts point out that the U.S. gets only a fraction of its oil from the Middle East. In fact, the majority now comes from Canada and Mexico. Gee, I didn't know Canada had an unstable government. I didn't know that Mexico did either.
You know, you're absolutely right. And also, they're part of the whole conspiracy to raise the price of oil, which is nothing new. I mean, they're just doing what they do. It's just business. One of the things that I want to make sure everybody knows, the movie is called Who Killed the Electric Car? .com, if you want to go there. They did a great job on it. The other one is this whole thing about hydrogen economy. It is another biggest scam ever done. One of my physicists that worked for me actually worked at Lawrence Livermore Laboratories for a number of years. For over 15 years, they try to perfect a way to do the fuel cell without platinum. The known reserves of platinum on the planet would not do all the cars in California. They know this. Toyota, within the last 6 months, pulled out of the hydrogen economy that Bush is touting right now because of the same reason. Their engineers figured it out. It wasn't feasible. It's not a viable source.
Yeah, it's not cost-effective either.
No, it's not. And the whole thing is, it's a shiny little coin. Here, look over here. We're spending $2 billion. In the meantime, they're pumping up oil prices for the average consumer, and they're just, you know, raping us once again with their fuel.
Well, I got to be careful about what I say about cars because... I've been getting spanked lately, an email for admitting that I like automobiles. I love automobiles. And I do. You know, and I do. And you know what? It's like I hope we can come up with some kind of an alternative fuel to run them on. But I do. I love and enjoy cars. So sue me if I'm a sinner.
You know what? I like cars, too. I build cars. I've built a number of cars over the year. I like hot rods. It's fun to do. But the effect is driving back and forth to work, I'll never drive a hot rod to my job.
But you can't afford to.
Yeah, well, also it ruins the car. I mean, I'm not gonna, I want to take it out and have fun with it rather than, you know, wearing it out back and forth to work. They had a zero-emission car. It's called the EV1, and they've done this. The car had a 320-mile round-trip plug-in system to allow it to go that far. And, you ready? They crushed them. They took all the cars back, and they crushed them. And I sat there, and I went, are they out of their mind? This thing, not only was it efficient, you ready? It was fast.
Well,
the car actually beat a Hummer in a quarter mile.
Well, threat to the oil companies, and the oil companies are... The oil companies are some of Mr. Bush and Mr. Cheney's biggest constituents. Charlie, thank you, man. I got to run. I appreciate the call.
Thanks.
Okay, take care. Got Ed Schultz coming up next. He's heard here between 1 and 4 to comment on the State of the Union speech last night. Plus, we'll take your calls at 303-713-7600. Okay, I want an admission from somebody out there. Did you fall asleep during the speech? Because I know some people who did. Did you? Come on. You can admit it. We won't be mad. I won't be mad. I'll understand. But I want somebody to call up and to just admit it. 7:30 at AM 760, Progressive Talk. All right, let's get a look at progressive traffic now with Bailey. Bailey, did you fall asleep during the speech?
You know what? Unfortunately, I wasn't home, so I didn't see it.
Yeah, that's great. I saw it at a small screen in a smoky bar.
Exactly. Well, we are seeing a slow ride this morning. Biggest problem, westbound I-76. This crash at 136. Geminis back a couple miles now. It's in the right lane. You can squeeze by on the left, but it is going to be a slow go. Now, southbound I-25, running heavy, coming out of Thornton Northbound into downtown and through T-Rex. Northbound I-25, also loaded up this morning, and southbound 225. We're looking at brake lights from Parker Road right into the Tech Center. Now, it's a busy ride around town, and the turnpike slows eastbound from Federal over to Pecos. Westbounders also slow between Wynn and Table Mesa. And checking out the forecast today.
Did you hear that? Your customers did. To find out more about advertising, call Sean Doherty at 303-713-8318 or click on the advertisement tab in your media player.
From OrtaBox and Backcountry Access, raffle to benefit the Colorado Avalanche Information Center. Check out ArapahoeBasin.com.
Words of wisdom from Randy Rhodes.
Just because, you know, somebody is a Republican doesn't mean that everything they say is worthless, does it? I'll have to think and get back.
Randy Rhodes, weekdays at 4 on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
You can live truly debt-free on just the money you already make using my proven system. Let me send you a free tape today that shows you how. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. My system doesn't consolidate your debt, it eliminates it, no matter how much debt you have.
I'm completely debt-free now thanks to John Commuta.
Call now and I'll rush you my free tape. Call 1-800-500-1142. That's 1-800-500-1142. 1-800-500-1142.
I have an invention, but I don't know what to do next.
Are you an inventor? Or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? InventHelp has inventors' information for you. Learn how to get your free information by dialing 1-800-900-0140. It's a free call, so dial 1-800-900-0140. That's 1-800-900-0140.
The Company Corporation does not offer financial or legal advice.
Running a small business is like raising a child. You nurture it, giving up your time and energy just to make sure it grows and stays healthy. But if you haven't incorporated yet, it could all disappear in an instant. Your car, your life savings, even your home. Fortunately, incorporating your business is fast and easy. Request a free guide today. Call 1-800-500-2883. 1-800-500-2883. 1-800-500-2883.
Don't procrastinate. Call the Mortgage Store right now at 303-423-7171 and start saving money today. It's fast, it's easy, and they're open evenings and weekends. The Mortgage Store, 303-423-7171.
Thermal Advantage is looking to test fewer than 20 homes for energy efficiency. All your old windows will be taken out and new windows will be installed. They must test these windows in a real home environment to prove to the public that each and every homeowner will save 50% on their energy bill, or they will reimburse you the difference. For participating when the test is complete, you will be able to keep the windows. Call Thermal Advantage today, 303-487-6880. Operators available 24 hours a day. Call today.
Southwest Airlines is spreading its wings, announcing new nonstop service from Denver to Baltimore, Washington, BWI, and Salt Lake City starting March 4th. Get busy planning your trip at southwest.com today.
Are now free to move about the country.
This is Randy Rhodes, and I'm coming up this afternoon. And right now, you got Jay Marvin right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Tonight, I ask you to pass legislation to prohibit the most egregious abuses of medical research, human cloning in all its forms, creating or implanting embryos for experiments, creating human-animal hybrids, and buying, selling, or patenting human embryos. Human life is a gift from our Creator. And that gift should never be discarded, devalued, or put up for sale.
I didn't quite get that part about human-animal hybrids. I need somebody to explain that to me. It's 7:35, 25 minutes away from 8 o'clock on AM 760 Progressive Talk. High today, 54, partly sunny skies. So I'm going to get somebody to explain it to me. He's heard here every afternoon, Monday through Friday, between 1 and 4. And I believe he's in Washington, D.C. Here's the world's greatest ice fisherman, Ed Schultz. Ed, are you there?
I'm right here, buddy. How you doing?
All right. Are you still in Washington, D.C.?
I sure am.
Interesting monologue yesterday afternoon about arriving in Washington, D.C. and the cab driver and all the people that you talked to. I thought that was pretty cool.
Well, you know, when you think about it, when you go through a full day of people and when you're out and about and you're traveling or you're going through your work day and the people that you bump into, it's interesting the conversations you can strike up if you give them an extra 30 seconds. And I just find that Americans are pretty willing to tell you how they're doing right now, and their Americans aren't doing as well as they'd like to do. And I don't sense the optimism amongst the working folk of America. By the way, I just heard your question about what Bush was talking about.
Yeah, what does he mean by that?
I think he means that it's okay for Karl Rove to keep doing sheep on the back lawn of the White House.
Expert analysis, ladies and gentlemen, from Ed Schultz. All right, let's talk a little bit about this. You know, the more you come on here, the more comfortable you're getting, and you're more open you're becoming, which is good. You're open usually all the time. But let's get on to this speech last night. I said this to Congressman Mark Udall this morning. I've said it over and over again. I thought we were going to get a buffet. I thought we were going to get a steak here, and what we got was a pie tin full of whipped cream.
I tell you what, Jay, I have been to 3 State of the Union speeches. I was at the 02 Axis of Evil speech. I was at the 03 speech just before we went to war. And, of course, last night in 06. I cannot believe, and I mean this, I'm not saying this because I'm a lefty, I could not believe the tone in the chamber last night. I mean, in 02 and in 03, there were thunderous applause for the president. I mean, there was just thunderous applause. The place was shaking. I'm not kidding you. Last night was the most reserved response of the State of the Union of the 3 speeches that I've been to. And and Wendy was sitting over on a different section in the balcony, and I couldn't see her very well, but as soon as the speech was over with, we got together and we both said the same thing. The tone of the chamber was so different last night. And I tell you what, if I got a dollar, I got a donut. There must have been at least a dozen times last night that the president thought that there was going to be applause and response in his speech, and it was silent. And then he had to keep talking. I mean, it was really, and the Republicans, now, I watched some of the coverage on TV last night. Actually, the television coverage did the president justice. But I can tell you, in the chamber, it was a different mood, it was a different tone, and a different response, and I was surprised. Now, here's another thing. When the speech was over with, remember last year when he, last year when he came off the podium there and hugged Joe Lieberman, remember that?
Yeah, I do remember it.
Okay, at about that point last night where the president came off and got to that point and he shook Rockefeller's hands and went through the crowd, by that time the crowd had stopped clapping. I mean, it was a silent chamber before the president even got out of the chamber.
Yeah, but here's something I want to ask you. When you say it was subdued now, are you talking about being subdued on both sides, or are you talking
Absolutely.
Oh, okay, on both sides.
I thought the Republicans did not respond to Bush last night the way they have responded to him in the past. I mean, when he started talking about the economy, when he started talking about education, all of the things, he just did not get the thunderous response that he got in 02 and 03.
Well, Arlen Specter looked like he was going to pass out. He was so bored.
Well, a lot of the Republicans are, well, the Senate's old, let's face it. I mean, most of the Senate is over 67 years old. They're not young, and but it was just different. It was a starkly different contrast last night, and I didn't think the president gave it any meat and potatoes. I mean, I don't think he put anything on the table, and I thought it was a very generic, very bland, very vanilla-type speech, very lacking in specifics, no question about it. And, of course, he spent a good time fearing us down about Iraq and fearing us down about Iran and national security and all that stuff. But it's everything we've heard before. There was no detailed plan or anything like that.
No, you're right about that. 7:40, 20 minutes away from 8, AM 760 Progressive Talk. Big Ed Schultz on the line with us from Washington, D.C., and he'll be on this afternoon between 1 and 4, as he always is. You know, at one point, George W. Bush says, well, I want to raise the tone of the debate. You know, and he's coming across like, well, I want to be a good guy and I want to make it less divisive and we really should have a civil discussion here. And then on the other hand, he turns around like a page later and starts to try to paint those of us who don't agree with him as being defeatists.
Well, let me ask you this. Then why is it then when Sam Alito got confirmed yesterday, the first thing Bush talked about was the filibuster instead of getting his judge on the court? I mean, this guy's a snake in the grass. He is so political, and he is so divisive in so many ways. Yesterday, his comment, and listen, I played Orrin Hatch's soundbite on the show yesterday.
Talk about
despicable treatment. Give me a name. Give me an instance of how what treatment are you talking about? And then Bush comes out. The first thing he says, you know, he talks about how he's so glad the filibuster didn't go through instead of talking about his judge. And so they politically divide constantly. And I about fell off the balcony last night when he started talking about how he wanted to get along. I'll tell you another thing that really should disappoint Americans is his lack of content on Hurricane Katrina and the comprehensive effort to make sure that turns around. Now, last night I had a conversation with three people in the Congress on this issue. Do you know what the ratio dollar per capita was for the Red River Valley and the upper Midwest on recovery? It was about $100 a person. For 9/11, it was about $400 a person per capita. We are now hitting at $12,000 a person per capita on recovery money for Hurricane Katrina, and we still are so far behind in the recovery and the process. This administration and its working arm of government has been a complete failure and totally incompetent. It's unbelievable how they have continued to botch this.
Well, they've botched every aspect, virtually everything that they've gotten their hands on. And let me run this theory by you. Maybe one of the reasons why he didn't bring up Katrina last night is because he doesn't want to revisit that catastrophe, the fact that his administration screwed that up. Plus, he made that speech in Jackson Square that they were going to do all this stuff, that he was going to rebuild the whole area and we would do what it takes, and he hasn't followed through on any of that.
Total failure. Total failure. And the people, the only folks that are going to remind anybody of this are progressive talkers of America. That's the only one. That's the only Voices of America, your show, and all the other progressive shows around the country that are reminding people, look, we didn't say this, he did. You know, this is their response. I mean, we're just keeping a scorecard here. I mean, it's really unbelievable how incompetent this administration is. Senator Dorgan was telling me yesterday, if you read the 9/11 Commission report and you look at all the warnings that Bush was given before 9/11, and there were some other things besides the August 6, 2001 presidential daily briefing, and then you look at all the warnings that Bush was given before Katrina, it's amazing how they match up.
Yeah, and he was on last night with that whole NSA rationalization about connect the dots and all of that about previous presidents having those powers. But if you go look at historians will tell you that that he's mixing apples and oranges here. When he's talking about Lincoln and he's talking about Wilson and he's talking about Roosevelt. Ed, we gotta get control of the House, man.
Well, we do. And this morning, Katie Couric on the Today Show was grilling John Kerry about how the Democrats don't have a plan and why can't the Democrats respond. You know, and Kerry was somewhat defensive. All the Democrats have to say is, all we want is accountability. All we want is the truth. Just keep putting in the minds of the American people that this administration's not being straight with us. We want accountability. We want truth. We haven't been getting it. That's all you got to say.
Yeah, you know what?
Just plant the seed of doubt and then go to the facts.
Yep, you know what? You're absolutely right about that. Hey, I appreciate you once again being on the show. You know you're welcome here anytime, and we look forward to hearing you this afternoon from Washington, D.C. Ed, thanks a bunch, man.
Hey, thanks, Jay. Anytime. Great to be on with you.
Send me my fish.
I haven't caught any yet. But hey, you ought to investigate that deal about Rove and everything. I think it's true.
Okay, I'll check it out. See you later, pal.
All right, buddy.
Okay. Oh, my goodness. All right. You know, first time I ever interviewed him, first time he's on the show, we were a little, we didn't know what to say, really. We were a little stiff, with each other. It's getting he's on here so much it's getting to be a free for all. All right, you know what? I got nothing but open phones now. We'll talk about your reaction to the State of the Union speech. 303-713-7600. I also want to talk about something that we haven't gotten into this morning. What about Cindy Sheehan? First, she said she was going to run against Dianne Feinstein. Then last night she gets popped for wearing a T-shirt with an anti-war slogan on it. And you know what? Do you think that's right? I'm sorry, but I don't think it's right. How does George W. Bush stand there at that rostrum, talk about democracy and freedom? Cindy Sheehan violates a quote-unquote dress code that I didn't know they had. Did you know they had one of those? And she gets arrested for it. I guess democracy applies like overseas, but not here at home. Is that what the story is? Or maybe you think that she shouldn't have shown up with such a provocative T-shirt on. Two lines open at 303-713-7600.
When I say Morrison, what do you think of?
The rock star?
Guess again.
Town by Red Rocks.
No, I was thinking Morrison Homes.
Why Morrison?
Because they have, like, these really workable floor plans and more features like three-car garages and gourmet kitchens.
Morrison Homes gives testimony to more. More amenities, more choices, more value, period. All with a 2-year blanket home warranty, which is definitely more. Morrison Homes have immediate move-in homes with incentives up to $40,000. For information and directions, go to morrisonhomes.com.
And as you head into downtown now, busy ride on the Turnpike, Denver bound, just getting word of this 3-car crash at Sheridan, so expect some bunching behind that. Westbounders on the Turnpike, also looking at brake lights from McCaslin over towards Table Mesa. Now, Foothills Parkway, the Diagonal, and Highway 93, also seeing the usual delays. Arapahoe, Broadway, and Bayside are also filling in. On to the forecast. Partly sunny today with highs in the 40s. We're at 33 now. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Visit the Free Diabetes Expo this Saturday at the Colorado Convention Center. See cooking demonstrations with educational sessions.
Business owners, if you want half-off paperclips, we can't help you. If you want half-off computers, we can't help you. If you want half-off letterhead or coffee mugs, we can't help you. But if you want to save up to half the cost on your new building, well, we can help you. We're General Steel, and we can get you a brand new steel building for up to half the cost of conventional construction, and it can be put up in about half the time. When you look around, you'll see that more and more businesses, churches, and schools are using steel buildings to save time and money. And what's more, you choose the size and you choose the look. Brick, stucco, or stone, whatever you want. If you want a new building for up to half the cost of conventional construction, call General Steel today. For your free information, call 800-220-1320. For a church, school, a gymnasium, manufacturing, warehousing, or retail buildings, call for your free information at 800-220-1320. That's 800-220-1320.
Where do you want to go tonight?
Search for the hottest bars, clubs, lounges, DJs, and concerts in Denver, and post your reviews at maxnights.com.
Check out this week's review.
In town on business, found the bar through the site. Wow, never seen anything like it. You have to check out the specials for yourself. Best sports bar in Denver, period. Hot waitresses, too.
Sports Column on Blake Street in Lodo.
For more details, log on to maxnights.com.
Where do you want to go tonight?
Maxnights.com.
If you're into eBay or just want to make an unbelievable amount of money selling stuff on the internet, then grab a pen to write down a number that could change your life forever.
So far I've done 100,000 in gross sales.
Everything you need to get started making money on the internet, including the internet's largest marketplace, eBay, is in a free software package from Internet Speedway. Generate massive cash selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. You may never have to work in an office again. Instead, you can put up your feet while your computer becomes a money-making machine.
I was able to quit my 9-to-5 with the money I make now.
Now I have my own successful online business. It's already brought in over $175,000 for me.
The Internet Speedway system could change your life forever. For your free software showing you how to make money on the Internet, including sites like eBay, call 1-800-330-1157. But when this offer's gone, it's gone. 1-800-330-1157. 1-800-330-1157.
Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how to get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Call 303-713-8318. 303-713-8318.
Want to live it up at the next Avalanche home game? Well, go to amberhomes.com and register to win tickets in their luxury suite. Amber Homes is a proud sponsor of the Colorado Avalanche. Sign up to win tickets now at amberhomes.com. Amber Homes, a higher standard.
We'll see you there.
Earn 2 stamps per night for qualifying stays between 2-1 and 4:30-06. Maximum 10 stamps per stay. For details, visit choicehotels.com.
More coffee, mister?
Yes, please.
Oh,
boy.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Hot coffee all over you. Let me get some paper towels and some cold water. Are you all right?
Why, I'm just fine, young lady. It's just scalding coffee.
Mister, you must be gelling.
That's why I'm not yelling, even though there's considerable redness and swelling.
More gel, more gelling. New and improved Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles. More cushioning. Totally outrageous comfort. To start gelling like never before, see the doctor. Dr. Scholl's.
Waitress, how about some more coffee?
In 1999, Beverly Thurloway had surgery for breast cancer. Years later, her doctor recommended a lung scan.
Sure enough, it detected a tumor on my lung.
But Beverly couldn't have lung surgery. Fortunately, she was a candidate for CyberKnife.
It's a good thing, because it really was my only hope.
Beverly was treated at Rocky Mountain CyberKnife, where we're restoring hope for tumor patients, even those who think they have no options. CyberKnife destroys tumors with a beam of radiation while sparing surrounding tissue with 1 millimeter accuracy.
It was unbelievable. I just laid there comfortably enjoying music, and now I'm told I no longer have lung cancer. I've had cancer surgery, and I can't believe this is all it took to get rid of a lung tumor.
At Rocky Mountain CyberKnife, we're revolutionizing treatment, restoring hope, and improving lives. If you or someone you love has a tumor, call us today at 303-448-4620.
It's Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 7:52, 52 minutes after the hour. High today, 54, partly sunny skies. AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin here, the bane of everybody's existence. Combative but caring. This is the place for controversial conversation for mature consenting adults and any other 1,285 slogans I could cough up at any given time. All right, it's open phones here and now because we can talk about the president's speech. I want you to talk about that. And I also want you to talk about Cindy Sheehan being busted yesterday. And plus, on top of that, I'm still looking for somebody to call in and admit to the fact, and I don't know if I'll get anybody who will, that you fell asleep during the speech. Somebody out there had to have fallen. I mean, that you were bored. That it wasn't getting to you, that you weren't getting any content out of it. So what happened was your eyelids grew heavy. You kept shifting on the couch, trying to fight it, but you couldn't fight it anymore. And you went to Sandland, and you didn't see the rest of it. And when you woke up, it was over with. Or maybe you woke up at 3 o'clock in the morning on your couch and there was a test pattern or something. I don't know. But I just wonder if anybody out there fits that particular description. Let's go to Terry in Lafayette. Terry, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay.
Hey, Terry. How are you?
All right. Well, I didn't fall asleep during the speech, but as soon as he mentioned Rosa Parks, in disgust, I turned off my TV, drove over to Big Lots and bought some food for the local food bank. Got to do something to help out the people that he's hurting.
What do you mean when he was talking about Coretta Scott King, you mean?
Excuse me, Coretta Scott King. Yeah.
Right, right.
Which was what, the second sentence of the speech? Something like that.
Yeah, I've got it here. I can tell you what it is. Yeah, it was like probably 6 minutes into the speech.
I couldn't listen to it when he's bringing her into the whole deal, making her part of his political statement. That was just really disgusting. But he mentioned, I watched some of the analysis later, and I saw him mentioning cuts in non-security spending.
Right.
In other words, there weren't cuts in security spending, and I wonder if people are aware that if you add our military budget for next year, it's $438 billion to our Homeland Security budget, which will be $40 billion. That equals almost as much military spending as the entire rest of the world combined. Actually, it's more than the entire rest of the world combined if you include the Homeland Security budget, and that does not include Iraq or Afghanistan, nor do I think it includes the CIA or the NSA budgets.
Well, when he's talking about these cuts, you know, when he's talking about the, I mean, what he's basically talking about is waging war on the middle and lower middle class. And you know, we had George Miller on yesterday, and Congressman Miller was pointing out about the cuts in student aid. It's disgusting. I mean, it's just disgusting what this White House is doing and what they're getting away with. And it's like, you know, people have got to rise up and say no more.
They're going to kill another 114 programs, he said. But are people aware that we spend as much on the military as the entire rest of the world? I mean, is that not off balance? Sounds insane to me.
It is if you get into the idea that there are sweetheart contracts being handed out, that there are no bid contracts being handed out, that there's a lot of fraud and waste involved in it. Yeah, you know, the thing needs to be gone over with a fine-tooth comb, and we as taxpayers need to question why it is, for instance, certain companies with political connections end up seeming to get those contracts, when it seems to me if these conservatives and these neocons believe in market forces, which is what they're always trumpeting at us, right? They're always saying that every day about market forces. Then why don't you put this stuff up for bid? Well, how do you get a contract and there's no bidding process? And then you're getting robbed blind. Look at the deal with Halliburton here from last week, where they find out they're selling dirty water to the troops and the people working over there in Iraq, and they're getting paid for it.
The whole thing is nothing but corruption, and we're not getting a penny for our dime on the whole deal.
No, because it needs to all be looked at. That's why. And these things, we should never be giving no-bid contracts. Now, you know what? Maybe you and I, or I'll take responsibility for this myself. Okay, maybe I'm a defense dummy. Okay, but it seems to me that this government, whether it's defense spending, whatever it is we're talking about, has no business under any circumstances giving out no-bid contracts to anybody. Everybody should be entitled to get in and bid for the contract. If Bush wants to stand up there like he did last night and talk about market shares and sit there and talk about the free markets, I mean, get in this whole thing about capitalism. If he wants to get in that whole game, then you know something, play it for everybody, not just a few.
No, I agree. Also, the business about Cindy Sheehan, which I think was really scandalous, but it wasn't a surprise. Well, she does speak for me, and I'm a Vietnam vet. I was over there in 66 and 67. I was fighting with the 101st Airborne. I was a grunt, lost both legs over there. Mm. And there's no one that speaks more my mind on Bush and this war than Cindy Sheehan does. This war is illegal, immoral. It's costly. Everything about it is wrong, and we shouldn't be there. We should get out as soon as possible. And we should rethink why it is we need to surround ourselves with guns pointed in every direction to protect ourselves from the rest of the world.
Well, because we have problems in the rest of the world, that's why. And there's some of the majority of the problems are problems we have brought on ourselves. Terry, thank you. Appreciate the call, man. Thanks for your service to the country, too.
Thank you, Jay.
Okay. And that whole thing with Cindy Sheehan last night was absolutely disgusting, being arrested. I mean, come on. Where are we? Tiananmen Square? I mean, what is this? Is this downtown Pyongyang? All right, we'll continue here. Take more of your calls on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
The GOP calls him.
This is Jeff Diamond, and we're talking to the creator of Right Size Smoothies, Steve Bostic.
I just got off the phone with a woman who ordered Right Size. Her name is Joni, and she's already lost 12 pounds, and she was so excited. She said this is the first time she's tried a weight loss product that actually worked for her.
When you drink a Right Size smoothie, you feel like you're full, and that's what you're looking for, isn't it?
We call it the Hunger Smashing Smoothie. We've developed a cutting-edge appetite manager called Appamine. It's in the smoothie. You drink the smoothie. It knocks out your appetite. It helps you burn more calories than you take in safely and without being hungry. And as you know, that's what leads to weight loss. It's a great product.
And you're going to let people try it before they buy it?
It's the best deal that anybody's ever offered on a weight loss product. You literally get to try it before you buy it. See how it works for you, and either you lose the weight or you never pay for it.
Here's the phone number, 1-800-644-1454. The phone number for Right Size Smoothies, 1-800-644-1454. 1-800-644-1454.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Doherty Report and Mike Malloy. This is AM 760. Progressive Talk. KKZN. 410 Denver Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedapani. President Bush hits the road within the hour to get support for the agenda he spelled out in last night's State of the Union address. First stop, Nashville. CBS News White House correspondent Peter Mayer.
With the Grand Ole Opry as the backdrop, Mr. Bush will emphasize politically popular themes, including his call to end the national addiction to foreign oil. After his toughest year in office, he's hoping for a post-State of the Union public opinion bounce.
Most people who watched the speech last night were Bush supporters, and almost 3 out of 4 said they like what they heard. That's not the case for this Algiers, Louisiana man.
We got a lot of rebellion here, and I mean, he should have really spent more on rebuilding the region than talking about Iraq.
Democratic Governor Jennifer Granholm of Michigan says she didn't hear enough about the health care costs that are strangling industrial giants in Michigan like General Motors and Ford.
Health savings accounts are fine for some, but it doesn't reduce the cost of catastrophic coverage for these great manufacturers.
Democratic Senator Joseph Biden tells the CBS News Early Show the president should have told Americans how he'll bring the troops home from Iraq. In Baghdad, the trial went on, but the main defendant sat it out. CBS's Kimberly Dozier has that.
The new judge got what he wanted, a quiet courtroom, but perhaps not the way he intended. Saddam Hussein stayed away from court today, as did his defense team and all but 3 of the defendants. It's a protest over Judge Rauf Abdelrahman's actions last Sunday when he threw out a defendant and one of the defense team for contempt of court. The lawyers say they're not coming back as long as Judge Rahman is in charge. Kimberly Dozier, CBS News, Baghdad.
3 Massachusetts women are suing Walmart for not selling the morning after birth control pill. Attorney Sam Perkins says what Walmart is doing is illegal.
Chain pharmacies like Walmart can't pick and choose what medications to carry according to their political agenda. The regulation says that you need to stock every commonly prescribed medication to meet the needs of the community.
Walmart says it's not stocking the pill for business reasons, but won't go beyond that. Critics say the pill amounts to abortion by another name. An experimental pill called nalmefene could be what compulsive gamblers have been waiting for. Dr. John Grant at the University of Minnesota says his research, paid for by the Finnish company that makes the drug, shows it helped 2 out of 3 subjects in clinical trials.
Medications like this go into the brain and they actually affect that part of the brain that processes pleasure toward these addictive behaviors.
The Steelers were the Seahawks. Secretary of State and big-time football fan Condoleezza Rice says her money is on the Steelers to win the Super Bowl on Sunday. In early Wall Street trading, the averages are mixed. The Dow Industrials are ahead about 12 points, but the NASDAQ Composite is down by more than 13. This is CBS News.
Want to be a big hit this Valentine's? You need to know 1-800-Flowers.com. They have the ultimate Valentine's gifts, and the flowers always get rave reviews. Tulips, roses, orchids, they're all gorgeous. And 1-800-Flowers.com delivers their flowers at the peak of perfection, even same day. And you can add chocolates or a teddy bear to any bouquet to make the perfect gift even more perfect. Just call or log on to 1-800-Flowers.com today and mention Lisa. You'll save 10% on anything you order. Go to 1-800-Flowers.com/radio for details.
Everybody's talking about how Quaker oatmeal helps lower cholesterol.
She had a worry about her cholesterol.
He doesn't know what it means to have a problem. Congratulations, the rest of us have a problem. I decided to eat Quaker oatmeal for 30 days. It just gobbles up cholesterol.
Friends are spreading the word.
Mine went down 12 points. There's the proof.
I have a paper showing that my cholesterol dropped 17 points.
I dropped 4 points.
It's true. The soluble fiber from Quaker in a low-saturated, low-cholesterol diet may reduce heart disease risk. Quaker oatmeal is something to smile about.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
Oh, we are seeing a tough ride right now, eastbound on the turnpike. It's been shut down at Sheridan. That's because of this crash blocking the left lane at 92nd. Now, three cars are involved, so expect some heavy jams as you approach Church Ranch. Now, if you're headed in from Lakewood, eastbound 6th Avenue, now bunching up with a crash on the shoulder at Wadsworth and southbound 225. So it's because of an accident on the shoulder at 6th Avenue. And in Brighton, actually Commerce City, westbound I-76, loaded up because of this accident near 136. The good news with that one, it's in the clearing stages. Now, I-25 running heavy in both directions as you make your way into downtown and through T-Rex. And onto the forecast, going to be partly sunny today. Highs in the 40s. We're at 33 degrees at the moment. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
This Saturday, Arapahoe Basin will hold its fourth annual Beacon Bowl. Be prepared to ski the backcountry and get free tips, order box, and backcountry access. Raffle to benefit the Colorado Avalanche Information Center. Check out ArapahoeBasin.com.
AM 760 and Live Nation are giving you the chance to win tickets to An Evening with Bill Maher, Saturday, April 22nd at the Paramount Theater.
Don't brush your teeth in public bathrooms.
Bill Maher, one of the most politically astute humorists in America today.
When I walk into a public men's room, the last thing I want to see is a gob of toothpaste in the sink. At least I hope that's toothpaste.
For more information on An Evening with Bill Maher and how you can register to win free tickets, log on to am760.net.
A revolution in quitting smoking has arrived. We bring you a stop smoking gum that actually tastes good. Really good. Which should make quitting a little more pleasant. Nicorette Fresh Mint. It's the first and only stop smoking gum coated with a cool burst of mint flavor. Consumers prefer the taste 2-to-1 over any other stop smoking gum. Tastes great and fights cravings fast. Nicorette Fresh Mint. Start chewing, start quitting. Use as directed. Follow dosing schedule. Individual results may vary. Support program can improve success rate.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Anytime you hear the United States government talking about wiretap, it requires a court order.
Yeah.
When we're talking about chasing down terrorists, we're talking about getting a court order before we do so.
Yeah, sure. Okay. Hello? Is the NSA listening? 806, 6 minutes after 8, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Hi today, 54. Jay Marvin along with you. Thank you so much for joining us. Being part of the program. You know, I just decided this, and I don't know what we have on the docket for tomorrow or the bill of fare for tomorrow or whatever, but I'm going to take at least an hour. I'm going to do this tomorrow. You know, we have had debates on this show, and by the way, feel free to call in about the State of the Union speech last night. I got one line open at 303-713-7600. We have had debates on this show about the Democrats not having any message. You heard Mark Udall this morning if you were with us. At 6:35 or around there, and he said that wasn't true. But it's very, very hard for the message to get through, particularly when you're dealing with the kind of media that you're dealing with in this country, which does things like I pointed out this morning, where ABC does things like for the State of the Union speech, puts America's agenda underneath it, when what this guy was talking about last night is far from America's agenda. Well, you know what? How about this? If we indeed have a message, and I think a lot of us would agree that we do, because we want to talk about health care, we want to talk about the environment, we want to talk about the economy, we want to talk about Iraq, and I'm just, you know, reeling these off the top of my head. And what priority you want to put these in, I don't know, but tomorrow morning, we'll get into this. We'll talk about those ideas that every single person on the left ought to be talking about. And right now we're talking about the State of the Union address last night. And also Cindy Sheehan being busted yesterday in the House gallery after refusing to cover up a T-shirt bearing an anti-war slogan before President Bush's State of the Union address. Now, doesn't anybody find that hypocritical? That here's the President of the United States, George W. Bush, standing up there talking about democracy is spreading, right? Except she wears a T-shirt, and because it has a political slogan on it, in a place that should embody freedom, she gets arrested. Similar to what happened here when Bush came to town. Remember that? With the what happened out of Lowry? I mean, you know, it's just disgusting, this administration. All right, one line open at 303-713-7600. Let's go to Linda in Littleton. Linda, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi, Linda. How are you?
Well, I'm okay. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good.
Good. Yes, I wanted to talk about Cindy Sheehan, and I was thinking about her right before you mentioned her. I cannot believe that supposedly in a free country, a woman can be arrested for something on her T-shirt. She was an actual invited guest. Where our civil liberties are totally gone. Why don't people see that? I don't understand. Why are not people up in arms like I am today?
I don't believe this. I believe people are beginning to come aware of the fact that there's something wrong. I mean, the public opinion polls show that George W. Bush is sitting at 39%. Now, you want to talk about how desperate these people are? Let's talk about how desperate they are for a second. Dick Cheney is going on Rush Limbaugh this afternoon. You know they're desperate because they're getting, and Bush is in Nashville today. I mean, they're getting out there. They're on the stump. They're trying to convince people in this country that they have the right ideas, that they know what they're talking about. And I don't think people in this country are buying it. And I think that the Cindy Sheehan story is a disgrace. And I think it's an embarrassment. I think it's an embarrassment.
It should be, but I don't think they're smart enough to realize it's an embarrassment. The things that they do just don't make any sense.
Now, when you say they're not smart enough, are you talking about the administration or are you talking about all of us?
I don't know. The administration.
Oh, they're clueless.
Bush and his cronies.
Oh, they're clueless.
What you were talking about, non-competitive contracts. I used to work for the government, in the government, and you had competitive contracts. There was no other way around it. Today, there is no such thing.
Everything they touch, everything they're involved in, they screw up.
Yes, and why are people not seeing it? And
well, I think they are.
What
I think
can
they are.
We do?
Yeah, but I think they are beginning to see it because the guy is like, he's in the can't. You know, the only person that's had lower poll numbers in term number six of their presidency was Richard Nixon, and that was the year he resigned.
Well, I can't believe he's got 39 or 37% even.
Well, it's about 39, and some show him at 40. But it's at an all-time low. I mean, and what we can do about it, I'll tell you what we can do about it. We can do what Jeff Charlotte said the other morning on this program when he was talking about the dedication of the religion. Right, I'll tell you exactly what you can do. We can tithe. That's what we can do. So you know what you do when you hang up with me? You go find, all right, you're in Littleton. Isn't that Tom Tancredo's, isn't he your congressperson?
Yes. Yeah.
All right, then you go to
Denver.
Then you go to Bill Winter's website and give him $25. That's what you do. You go on. You go and you join the ACLU. You go and you join People for the American Way. You go and join Americans for Separation, United for Separation of Church and State. You send out barrage of emails to your senators and your congressperson. That's what you got to do. And most importantly, what you got to do is you got to vote and get your friends to vote so that we take back the House of Representatives in November.
Exactly. Exactly. We have got to get them out of there. We've got to get Democrats back in. Or independents, but we've got to get the Republicans out of there.
I agree, 100%. All right, Linda, thank you.
Can I say one more thing?
Yes, quickly.
Did you know the separation of church and state? The U.S. has just decided their AIDS money now that we're giving is giving to faith-based organizations.
Oh, yeah.
People who advocate abstinence instead of condoms and other preventive measures. How can that happen? What about church separation of church and state?
Because separation of church and state is under a challenge, and it's not gone, but it's under challenge, and they're trying to knock the wall down, the separation wall, and that's why you've got to get involved with Americans United for the separation of church and state.
Well, We need to get the baby boomers out and get them so that they care about what's happening to their country. They got to get off of their hands and get busy and make some changes.
I agree.
I do everything I can.
All right, Linda, thank you. Appreciate the call.
Thanks, Jay.
Okay.
Bye.
Oh, and last night, too, when he was talking about pregnancies, he was talking about sex. Okay, you know what? As long as I've been on this planet, as long as I can ever remember this, and I grew up in Southern California in the heart of John Birch Society country, ultra-right wing, they would always say that sex education was a bad thing. That was a bad thing, sex education. Too much sex education, you go blind. Too much sex education, you be cursed by the devil. The wanton desire of flesh. That you couldn't have a discussion about sex in a scientific manner. Well, abstinence? Yeah, that might be part of the equation, but also, how about sex education? Do you think that teaches kids, and young women about pregnancies and unwanted pregnancies? All right, let's go to Jeff in Evergreen. Jeff, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Boat drinks, Jay.
Hey, what's up, man?
Talking about dark comedies, you asked last hour how people stayed awake during the darn speech. What I did was, is I, on the little screen, listened to the speech, and on the big screen, I was watching Death to Smoochie on Comedy Central.
And
it was better than Mystery Science 3000. You know, when Bush, the shrub, is up there right before he starts, you know, there's that dramatic pause. Where he looks over the crowd.
Right, yeah.
That's the exact spot in the movie where Smoochie was on stage and they bring up the house lights to find out he's playing to a Nazi rally.
That's pretty good.
And it went that way. So I was able to chuckle during the entire speech. But when he got to this issue about he wants the line item veto.
Right, yeah.
It was like I stopped laughing and I went, what? That was declared unconstitutional in 1998.
Well, the
Clinton versus City of New York.
The thing about that that's even funnier is this is a guy who's never vetoed a bill in 6 years.
Yeah, so does he just want to reverse the ruling of the Supreme Court for fun?
No, he's doing it because it sounds good.
Well, anybody with a lick of sense would say, well, wait a second, that's already been declared constitutional, if I may quote, because it gave the president, this is a quote, the unilateral power to change the text of duly enacted statutes. Sounds like the Bush presidency wrapped up in one sentence there.
Yeah, it sure does. And you see, you know that, and you're on the air here talking about it, but do you think that everybody who watched last night, do you think that they knew that? Do you think that, that stuff always sounds good. And it's like I pointed out to Congressman Udall this morning, and he agreed with me, that when he gets into this whole thing about line item vetoes, and he gets into this whole thing about earmarks, and he gets into all, you know, he's never vetoed a bill. For instance, that transportation bill that he talked about is so loaded with crap, you know, and he never took a veto pen to it. He just let it go through. So, he says that stuff because it sounds good. That's why he says it. He has no intentions of ever doing it. It just sounds good.
Yeah, well, the other thing was as Robin Williams was tearing up paper on Death to Smoochie, he was talking about eliminating 140 programs to save $14 billion a year.
Right.
Cutting the deficit in half by 2009.
Which he'll never do.
Well, no, the numbers don't add up. He's off by $300 billion.
Well, yeah, but the other thing, you're right about that. And I'm bad at math, but you're right about that. And then the other thing is, but you know what? Let's roll back to last year. Didn't he make the same claim last year?
Oh, yeah.
Now, has the deficit gone down any at all?
No, not that I know of, but I heard they've asked to raise the debt ceiling again.
Well, I mean, see, once again, sounds good, but no can put into action. Hey, man, thank you. I appreciate the call.
Hey, thanks, Jay. Have a good one.
Okay, call me again. Sounds good, but can't put it into action. Just can't do it. Just can't do it. But say whatever they have to say. He'll say whatever he has to say to make himself look good and to try to convince you that he's on the right track, even though, you look at the poll numbers, people in this country know there's something wrong. Join Freedom Harley-Davidson this Saturday for Mardi Gras Madness at Denver's premier Harley-Davidson dealer. Come celebrate Mardi Gras the Freedom Harley-Davidson way with free food, drink, and unbelievable savings on the best all-American bikes and accessories. And, of course, beads. Lots of beads. Plus a free informational seminar on motorcycle detailing starting at 11, and everyone gets a $500 gift card with the purchase of any new or used Harley in stock. Freedom Harley-Davidson at 8020 West Colfax, just west of Wadsworth. FreedomHD.com.
American Exteriors wants to pay your heating bill. Call American Exteriors now at 303-7-WINDOW to replace your old drafty windows with beautiful new energy-efficient American Exteriors replacement windows. Save 33%. And when you show them your highest heating bill, they'll knock that price off too. That's right, you'll save 33% off American Exteriors energy-efficient vinyl replacement windows. And when you show them your heating bill, they'll knock that price off too. This is an amazing offer. And with energy costs going nowhere but up, you'll have to take advantage of this incredible deal. Save money on your energy bills, beautify your home, and for a limited time, get 33% off. Plus, when you show them your utility bill, they'll knock that price off too. American Exteriors has been manufacturing and installing quality replacement windows and siding on homes just like yours for more than 25 years, and they're committed to your total satisfaction. So call 303-7-WINDOW now to set up a friendly in-home consultation, and for a limited time, get 33% off and let American Exteriors pay your heating bill. So remember,
the only number you need to know is 303-7-WINDOW.
Is this what the legal system sounds like to you?
Blah, 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 blah.
Mumbo jumbo, mumbo jumbo.
Blah, 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 blah.
Order in the court.
If you've been injured in a traffic or any other serious accident, you need an attorney who can make sense of the complex legal system. The attorneys at Gregory and O'Sullivan will work on a contingency fee basis to get your medical bills and lost wages paid and more. Call Gregory and O'Sullivan now for a free consultation at 720-266-4910.
720-266-4910. That's 203-733-4140.
Thermal Advantage is looking to test fewer than 20 homes for energy efficiency. All your old windows will be taken out and new windows will be installed. They must test these windows in a real home environment to prove to the public that each and every homeowner will save 50% on their energy bill, or they will reimburse you the difference. For participating when the test is complete, you will be able to keep the windows. Call Thermal Advantage today, 303-487-6880. Operators available 24 hours a day. Call today.
Do you know the power of financial empowerment? Ambassador Andrew Young, humanitarian and educator, has teamed with Operation Hope founder John Bryant to help eradicate poverty through financial literacy education. Mr. Bryant, how is Operation Hope meeting this challenge?
To empower 5 million youth in 5 years in financial literacy.
Ambassador Young, what's your role in financial literacy education?
Well, I came up with Martin Luther King in the Civil Rights Movement, and now we're trying to develop a Silver Rights Movement. Young people in the system of free enterprise and capitalism need to understand money and how it works. It takes an army of volunteers, business leaders, educators, the entire community. We need the community's help.
If you need financial hope, we're here to help you. Call Operation Hope at 877-592-HOPE. That's 877-592-HOPE. Or visit us online at OperationHope.org.
You can now get up on the left side of the bed. Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Appropriate members of Congress have been kept informed. The terrorist surveillance program has helped prevent terrorist attacks. It remains essential to the security of America. If there are people inside our country who are talking with Al-Qaeda, we want to know about it because we will not sit back and wait to be hit again.
Okay, you know what? Prove that. Prove that this NSA wiretapping scandal has kept America from being hit again. Prove that. Prove it. Can't prove it. 8:21, 21 minutes after 8 a.m. 760, Progressive Talk. Oh, but I get it. I get it. We're in a time of war, and so therefore when we're in a time of war, we should just acquiesce and lay down to the powers of the government and lay down to our leadership, and we should believe what Dick Cheney and we should believe what George W. Bush tells us about the NSA spying stuff. We should just totally and completely believe that. We should, you know, it's wrong of us to question any of this stuff. Right? Yeah. 303-713-7600, one line open. We're talking about the State of the Union speech. Be careful, the NSA may be listening. Let's go to Jeff in Summit County. Jeff, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi, Jeff. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. How you doing this morning?
I'm all right, man.
Well, I listened to Ed Schultz, and I took everything that I had to do what Ed said yesterday, and that sit down and listen to that weaselly, lying little...
Yeah, it's rough, isn't it?
Pinhead. Oh, I'm telling you, it was like a football game. Everything that came out of his mouth, you had a rebuttal for and said, you said this 5 years ago, you said this 3 years ago, you said this 2 years ago, on all these key points that he brings up, all this icing, you know, and glazes it over with sugarcoats everything. But there's no substance.
No.
It's a sugar high. He gets everybody going that's on his side. Oh, well, he's going to do this. Well, he's had 5 years to do this. He's done nothing and will do nothing. And until the people realize this, until they actually wake up.
Well, if you believe the polls, they may be beginning to wake up. As I said to a previous caller, I mean, he's down to, you know, to 39%. The only president that's ever had poll numbers that low in their sixth term was Richard Nixon. And look what happened to him. He had to resign.
But before he got elected the second term, he had an approval rating of 42% and 44% and still got reelected. So we got to be careful, because these messages that Karl Rove sends out, and it is Rove, it's the brain behind Bush, because, you know, I look at Bush, and, you know, I was talking to Turk, and, you know, Bush was trying to pull out all the stops last night to try to get laughs, try to get confidence,
applause. Yeah, because he knows he's got no political capital. He knows he's in trouble.
That's right, and he knew his speech was very poor because it had no substance. You know, he tried to bring substance into it by bringing other people who do have substance, like the military. They have substance. I support those people. I applaud those people for going over there.
Yeah, I think we all do. I think we're all unanimous in support of the military, despite what the Republicans and the GOP try to paint us as being not supportive. But as I've said many times in the show before, that's their lineage showing. That just goes back to... the McCarthy years. That's where they learned those lessons from, and they keep repeating them. And you know something? You're right. We got to stand up, and we got to say enough is enough on that, and we got to put an end to it, and we have to stand up to them and go, you know what? It's our military. It's our country, and we're going to take it back, and we're proud of our men and women you know, in uniform. And you try to say that we're not. How dare you? And you better damn well put up or shut up. You better prove it.
That's right. And then the other thing, here's the other thing. Here's a woman in Cindy Sheehan who lost her son fighting in this war. Or what, we're still trying to figure out, for a lie, for the reason that we went, but they're fighting for freedom for the Iraqi people, and they're fighting to instill a government and nation build. And, you know, here's a woman who lost her son. One, he won't meet with her. He doesn't have the I want to say balls. Can I say that?
Well, I don't know.
Yeah. He doesn't have, you know, to stand up and meet with her and even talk with her. He did the first time, but then when she wanted to say, look, I've had time to think about it after I talked with you, and I have some issues. Can I sit down and talk with you? This woman lost her son. Then they arrest her for wearing a T-shirt. She has given the ultimate sacrifice of this country, and they arrest her for wanting to say, look, this is what I stand for. This is America. We're all different. We're all unique. And we should all come together. But, you know, it's the people like Bush who turn the blind eye.
Yeah, but you know something? I keep plugging this book on the air. Go out today and get that book, State of War. But go out and read that, and you'll see that anybody who tries to tell this administration what they don't want to hear, they ignore them. And if they are in a position to hurt their career, they'll do it. And the best story out of that book, one of the best stories that illustrates this, is the CIA station chief in Baghdad after the invasion of Iraq sends a detailed report back to the CIA telling them that the insurgency is forming and that war is coming, and the end result was the guy got demoted. He got demoted, and he was punished for speaking up. Hey, thanks, man. I appreciate the call. Have a good day.
Thanks, Jay.
Okay.
Thank you.
And so Bush goes out to Nashville today. And he's going to be at the home of the Grand Ole Opry. I used to be a country music disc jockey for like 17 years. WSM Nashville. a proud service of the Accident Casualty and Life Corporation, or whatever it was, WSM Nashville, where they would get on the stage there and have these live commercials. This hour of the Grand Ole Opry brought to you by Goo Goo's. Go get a Goo Goo's, it's good. I wonder if there's anybody who's ever listened. I wonder if anybody after listening has ever had a Goo Goo candy bar? Go get a Goo Goo's. This hour of the Opry brought to you by the Acme Boot Company. So, you know what? He's going someplace where he knows he's safe. He wouldn't dare come someplace. You know, he wouldn't dare go to Beverly Hills, California. Or, you know, Compton, California. You know, he wouldn't dare go to any of those places. Or East L.A. Or come here to Denver. He's got to go where he knows he's safe because he can't go out and talk to ordinary people. He has no experience in talking to ordinary people. Right? When was the last time he talked to somebody ordinary? So he's going to go to Nashville, to the home of the Grand Ole Opry. Now, I don't know. I don't think the Opry's in session because the Opry doesn't usually run until Friday and Saturday night. And then on Sunday, they have like a gospel type of thing that goes on there. Yeah, I've been to the Opry many times. I was at the Opry the night that Porter Wagoner brought James Brown into the Opry and upset everybody. My historical past. All right, 303-713-7600. Let me jump on one more call here. Let me go to Robert in Denver. No, I'm sorry, Jay in Littleton, who's been hanging on longer. Jay, go ahead. You're on AM 760. Sorry about that. Go ahead.
Yeah, a little bit of static there. I think Ed Schultz stole my thunder there. There's a comment about Karl Rove. I was thinking the same thing when I was listening to your radio this morning. What I'm wondering is, Bush said something about increasing math and science in this country, and yet we got the Kansas State School Board out there trying to push their agenda of intelligent design. What do you think's going on with that?
Well, I think that the intelligent design way is another kind of disguised way to get creationism into the school system and to push a religious agenda of which Mr. Bush and Mr. Bush's constituents are very, very much a part of that whole thing.
I know, that's sickening. If I remember right, though, one judge in Pennsylvania threw a case out against the school board that had been reelected.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's what prompted their good drinking buddy Pat Robertson to mouth off that God wouldn't help them anymore.
Right, exactly. Yeah, you're right. You got that. Yeah, Pat Robertson made that statement about how if they ever get into trouble, don't ask for God's help because God won't help them.
It's unbelievable. I got to listen to these guys. I guess learning there's somebody crazier than me out here.
Also, you don't sound too crazy to me, man.
Well, it's frightening to me because they're getting in power, and guys like Falwell and Robertson and Dobson really think they speak for God and for the rest of the people.
Oh, yeah.
If you aren't in with that group, you're nobody.
Yeah, listen, the religious right is on the march, and if anybody doubts that, read the story about Sam Brownback in this month's Rolling Stone. Jay, thank you. Appreciate the call. Yeah, they are. They're on the march out there. Say hallelujah and pass the peas, man. They're on the march. They believe they're, anointed by God to carry out their mission. Sad. It's a slap on mainstream Christianity, Judaism, and Islam. 8:31, 29 minutes away from 9 o'clock, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Here's Progressive Traffic with Bailey.
Thanks, Jay. A couple issues still dealing with on the highways right now. Good news is, though, crews have reopened the turnpike eastbound at Sheridan. They're still clearing this crash at 92nd. It is off to the shoulder, so expect a little bit of jamming as you make your way past that. Now, if you're coming in from Lakewood, eastbound 6th Avenue, bunched up with a crash off to the left shoulder at Wadsworth, and I-25 struggling southbound. Have two separate accidents near the Louisiana Bridge, then another one at Yale. That one's being cleared out of the way now. Northbounders watch for a stall. That one's sitting just past Hampton. Now, southbound 225, looking at brake lights from Parker Road to Tech Center. And we're seeing a busy ride around town. The diagonal on Highway 93 are busy. Foothills Parkway, 28th, and South Boulder Road are also loaded up. And checking out the forecast, it's partly sunny today. Highs in the 40s. We're at 33 degrees now. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Nine-time Tony Award winner Tommy Toon stars as the beloved veterinarian who talks to the animals in Dr. Doolittle, now playing at the Buell.
Where do you want to go tonight?
Search for the hottest bars, clubs, lounges, DJs, and concerts in Denver, and post your reviews at maxnights.com.
Check out this week's review from Jazz at Jack's. Go here, period.
This may be the best place for live jazz in Denver. We haven't been to every jazz club in town yet, so to be fair, we'll say it's in the top two. As soon as more people find out about it, you'll be waiting in line to get in. Jazz at Jack's at 15th and Platt.
Give your review. Log on to MaxNights.com and tell them where you want to go. MaxNights.com.
Where do you want to go tonight?
Search for the hottest bars, clubs, lounges, DJs, and concerts in Denver and post your reviews at MaxNights.com. Check out this week's review.
Had a great time. Plus, the beer was super cold.
Denver's longest-running retro dance club. Come experience three decades of great dance music all in one club as Polyesters presents 70s, 80s, and the new 90s club, Nirvana, located at 23rd and Blake. For more details, log on to MaxNights.com.
Where do you want to go tonight?
MaxNights.com.
Big Lou, unroutine. Brush your teeth, routine. Let an attractive member of the opposite sex brush your teeth, unroutine. Assuming you're not a pop-punk guitarist on tour in Eastern Europe. Driving to work, routine. Dancing to work, unroutine, but extremely time-consuming. Reheated, sloppy, fast-food breakfast, routine. Fresh-baked power bagel, unroutine. Fresh-baked power bagel eaten with one hand while fighting ninjas with the other and sipping a cup of darn good coffee through a straw? Yeah, now we're talking. Einstein Brothers Bagels. In a world of routine, breakfast should be anything but.
Start your day with a spinach and bacon breakfast panini served on grilled ciabatta bread. Try one today with a cup of our darn good coffee. Only at Einstein Brothers Bagels.
With the best tire pricing and the best service in the industry, multiple locations across the Front Range, Aspen Goodyear is your one-stop auto shop. 888-401-AUTO. Along with your troubleshooter, Tom Martino, we're cleaning up this industry. 888-401-AUTO, 888-401-AUTO.
It doesn't take a genius to figure out that right now is the time to replace your windows with the Regency Brista window. The news says to expect up to a 70% increase in energy costs. This is Dave Logan. I'm especially glad now that I have the Regency Brista window in my home. Right now, you could win a house full of Regency Brista windows absolutely free. Just log on to bristawindows.com or call 303-233-0833.
Find out how affordable quality can be.
Don't procrastinate. Call the Mortgage Store right now at 303-423-7171 and start saving money today. It's fast, it's easy, and they're open evenings and weekends. The Mortgage Store, 303-423-7171.
The GOP calls him an SOB. It's Jay Marvin, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Our economy is healthy and vigorous and growing faster than other major industrialized nations.
Right.
In the last 2.5 years, America has created 4.6 million new jobs, more than Japan and the European Union combined. The American people have turned in an economic performance that is the envy of the world.
You know, actually, 8:35, 25 minutes away from 9 a.m., 760, Progressive Talk, Jay Marvin along with you, John Nichols from The Nation, our man, coming up right after 9 o'clock, actually on jobs. American manufacturing jobs in 2001, 17,101,000. American manufacturing jobs in 2005, 14,283,000. The number of private sector jobs created since 2001, excluding those produced by increased military spending, 1,160,000. Number of American manufacturing jobs lost since 2001, 2,818,000. How come he didn't talk about that last night? All right, let's go back to the phones here. 303-713-7600. Let's go to Robert in Denver. Robert, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. How are you?
Just fine. How about you?
Just fine. Hey, I want to talk about the media spin this morning that's going on.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead, please.
Did you read this morning's Denver Post editorial on what a wonderful job Bush did last night?
Yeah.
Yeah, and how he's moving towards energy independence. Anyway, they forgot to mention the editorial about the humongous tax breaks he gave to the oil companies last year. They also neglected to mention the fact that we really don't have any option. We go to the corner gas station.
That's right.
We have to buy oil. There's no hydrogen fuel cell. When Bush ran against Kerry, he was very specific. He said, we're going to have a crash program to build the hydrogen fuel cell. That was a lie. In fact, I counted numerous lies last night.
And, oh, yeah, there's a ton of them.
Yeah, Yeah, but what bothers me is what's known as the mainstream media. You know, I always think if today's media was around at the Battle of the Little Bighorn, they would have reported that Custer came in a close second, and he would have won the battle if it wasn't for all the damn Indians. Somewhere they could blame the minorities for that, too.
Well, I could reel off, if I had time to get it, let me see if I can get it real quick here, because I've got it. I've got it stored up here. But, you know, if I can get this, and I'll see if I can get it, I'll read it to you. I mean, the media spin on this president and on this administration and the laziness of the media not to follow through with things and not it's disgusting. Like, I gave the example of on ABC last night when the State of the Union, it's called the State of the Union. It's not called anything else. They ran a graphic underneath it that said America's agenda. Well, there's no statistical proof that what he was talking about last night is America's agenda. In fact, if you look at the poll numbers, it would be anything but America's agenda. Now, let me read some of these to you. You ready for these?
Yes.
CNN's Paula Zahn, you've got a lot of people out there saying if you vote Democratic, that's basically saying you want to be bombed. Okay, that's on, you know, that's last night on the Situation Room. CNN's Paula Zahn claimed that a lot of people out there are saying that if you vote for a Democrat, that's basically saying you want to be bombed. Okay, you know, that's the quote-unquote liberal media that they squawk about down the hall here in this building. Fox follows Bush's lead, renames domestic spying program as terrorist surveillance program. Fox News has adopted the Bush administration's terminology for the warrantless domestic spying program, calling it a terrorist surveillance program.
Yeah.
Okay, I gave you the one about ABC and the graphics, right?
I got a prediction to make.
I mean, there's just, you know, there's a ton more I can give you.
Yeah, I know. I used to work in the media. I know how they spin it. I've been right up next to a lot of reporters and editors who have said, hey, we can't write the story that's happening here at this demonstration or whatever. We have to write what the publisher wants us to write. So,
I mean, it's terrible.
I do have a prediction to make. And I know you here a couple days ago you're really upset about Hamas winning, and all of us should be. I predict that the pro-Western government of Pakistan is on the verge of falling and will fall to fundamentalist extremists.
Oh, I think you're right.
You know, this
I think you're right, and I'll tell you something else.
And the mainstream media is going to say, well, it's not Bush's fault. See, it's never Bush's fault. It's always everybody else's fault. This guy doesn't want to take responsibility for people drowning in the streets of New Orleans. It's always somebody else's fault. And he praises the guy that stood there and did nothing about it. I mean, this guy is despicable.
Yes.
I didn't like Richard Nixon, and I didn't care too much for Lyndon Johnson, but this guy is despicable. That's all I have to say, Jay.
Well, I agree with you, and thank you. I appreciate the call.
Thank you. Bye.
And last night he's talking about the spreading of democracy around the Middle East. And no doubt everybody wants democracy to spread, but you know what? He doesn't give you the other side of the story, the follow-up, which is that, yes, they had an election in Egypt. Yes, they had parliamentary elections. Yes, people were able to go to the polls. But do you know who the biggest gainer was? The Islamic Brotherhood. They're fundamentalist, radical Islamists. So, you know, be careful what you wish for. Am I making a case that we should keep Hosni Mubarak in power? And people in Egypt don't deserve the right to a democracy? No, I'm not saying that. But I'm saying that if you're going to stand up there and you're going to make all these claims and then try to tie it to your own foreign policy, then you got to at least be honest about what's going on. Julie in Fort Collins. Julie, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, I'm doing good.
I just wanted to tell you about, well, yesterday you spoke about giving up television because you didn't like the shows on it. And this is on the same kind of subject you've just been talking about. There are excellent reasons to keep television, such as the alternative media and independent news media, TV stations like Free Speech and Link TV.
Yeah, but I don't get those.
Oh, I get satellite and I get those, and they're fantastic.
Democracy See, I don't have Now. Them, and there are a lot of people who don't have those things.
Yeah, that's too bad, because Democracy Now! Is one of the best shows on television. They're also podcasting and things like that. So, for example, this morning they analyzed the State of the Union speech last night from a different perspective, the Middle East, I guess, and broadcast from there, spoke to people about their journalists' opinions.
Yeah, the trouble is, see, a lot of people don't don't see that, particularly if you don't have satellite, and if you turn around and you just have regular cable,
right?
They don't show that stuff. Even though all of those, all of the stuff that you mentioned, they all have websites.
Yes.
And the best place, I think, to get information, you got to be careful about what you take out of there. But the best place to go is the internet, because there are tons and tons of left wing. There are tons and tons of blogs. There's tons and tons of information out there. There's tons and tons of debunking of the right-wing media, but you have another problem in that, and I'm not trying to be negative, I'm just trying to be truthful, is that maybe you and I are committed and have the time. Like, you know, it's what I do for a living, is having to go around and look at that stuff. But, you know, there are a lot of people, they don't have the time to sit down and do that. But you got to encourage them, though, to try to make the time.
Exactly. That's one of the things I think we can do, is to tell people about these alternative medias, email people specific articles from them, maybe contribute to these alternative media sources.
I agree. And I'll tell you, I don't know if I can do it tomorrow, but one of these mornings we'll take 35 or 40 minutes out, and I'll have people call, and we'll have them give their favorite left-wing websites.
Great.
So we can get it out all over the place. How about that?
Sounds good. Hey, I've had a Goo Goo Bar.
Have you really?
Yeah.
No,
too bad.
They're not. The Standard Candy Company, Nashville, Tennessee?
I think they still make them.
Sure they do.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't eat them. They're very sweet.
Yeah.
But, at least I met somebody else besides Mary and myself that have had one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Sure, Julie. Thanks.
Bye.
Yeah, go get a Goo Goo Bar. They're good. I don't even know if they sell them here in Colorado. They sell them in Colorado, Goo Goo Bars? Made by the Standard Candy Company, Nashville, Tennessee. This portion of the Grand Ole Opry brought to you by Goo Goo's. Go get a Goo Goo's. They're good. They are good. Man, in the old days, when I was a young pup, get a Goo Goo, go get a couple of Goo Goo bars and a bottle of whiskey, and hey, you were set for the night. 844, 60 minutes away from 9, two lines open at 303.
Online advertising spending is expected to grow drastically in 2006 as more companies realize that internet advertising can be effective and affordable. Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how you can get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Give us a call and find out if internet advertising can make your business money. Call 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Macintosh owners know Macs are better than other computers. But as good as they are, occasionally we all need a little technical help. That's where Best Mac Solutions comes in. Best Mac Solutions, a local Apple-certified company with 19 years of experience, can get that home or small business network going or upgrade your software. Many problems can be solved with a quick phone call. And if you're just ready to upgrade from a PC to the best system, they can help you with that. Call Corel now at 720-266-4915 or click on the banner in the player now.
Or call 280-7600 for a list of undergraduate and graduate degrees. That's DEVRY.com or call 280-7600.
Randy Rhodes.
There's sadness all over the world, and they're sad because they hate our freedom. And I'm going to stop the world's sadness. I'm going to stop sadnessists all over the world. That even makes as much sense to say, I'm fighting a war on the feeling. I can't fight this feeling anymore. I don't spend much time on it. Thank you, President Ario Speedwagon. Thank you.
Randy Rhodes, weekdays at 4 on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
If you're sick and tired of watching your eyes get weaker and weaker every year, repeat after me. I will take a stand against my weak eyesight.
I won't use my glasses as a crutch.
And I will no longer accept stronger prescriptions year after year.
Call right now for a free video to find out how you can strengthen your eyesight using the safe, natural solution. It's called the See Clearly Method. Call 1-800-508-7100. That's 1-800-508-7100. 1-800-508-7100.
846, 14 minutes away from 9, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Choice, bargain, and the last thing, respect. Those are all things you want when you go to buy an automobile, and a lot of dealerships, they just don't give them to you. I mean, there's just no two ways about it. They just don't give it to you. At Rocky's Autos, they do. They have the largest selection of clean, late-model used cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs in Colorado. Over 500 units on the lot. You can get the biggest bang for your buck. Okay? And they'll treat you with respect. And as I said, you got huge choice. Every automobile, equipped with a worry-free protection program for pre-owned vehicles from United Car Care, 30 days, 3,000 miles of powertrain protection. Check them out on the internet at RockiesAutos.com. That's a place to go. You can see the selection for yourself or get down there and check it out in person. And if you want some help down there, ask for my friend, ask my friends, Tom and Marv Alshear. Yep, they're brothers and they're good guys. Spanky, he's a great guy. Colby out there is a good people. There are just tons of good people working there, and any one of them are there, and they're dedicated to make your buying experience absolutely the best. You know, there's just I don't have enough time to say everything there is to say about Rockies, so let me just tell you that they're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. until 8 p.m. Go out there and see them. Rockies Autos, corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
What's the price of safety? Midas says it shouldn't be as much as you think. You can get lifetime guaranteed brake pads or shoes installed at Midas for just $99.95 per axle. You'll never have to buy replacement pads or shoes again for as long as you own your car for just $99.95. That price gets you pads that are manufactured to the highest standards in the industry and meet or exceed the performance of the pads that came with your car when it was new. Midas has over 3,000 ASE certified mechanics too. So no matter where you drive, Midas is there. No wonder more Americans trust Midas for their brakes than any place else. And to help you keep safely on the road this season, get the Midas Touch Maintenance Package for just $29.95. They'll change your oil, rotate your tires, perform a courtesy check, including a visual brake inspection, all for just $29.95. To Midas, nothing's more important than your safety, and keeping it safely on the road costs less than you think when you trust the Midas Touch. Additional parts, ceramic pads, and labor extra. Oil change includes up to 5 quarts of multi-grade oil, other grades, and synthetics extra. Most vehicles, diesel vehicles extra. Not valid with discount offers. See manager for limited guarantee terms. Prices and participation may vary.
If you have an adjustable rate mortgage, you might be taking risks with your family's biggest investment.
Homeowners, rates won't stay this low forever. Call the mortgage store today. Don't miss out on taking advantage of historic low rates.
The economy continues to improve,
and the Federal Reserve has begun to raise interest rates.
But right now, you can still lock in a low fixed rate mortgage in the fives.
The mortgage store is a direct lender, so you're guaranteed the best pricing and the best service. Here's what our customers had to say.
It was just so easy. I've never had a refinance so easy.
We closed within days and saved over $350 a month.
We approve our own loans, so even if you've had some credit problems, you can still call us today and get a great fixed rate mortgage in the fives.
Don't procrastinate. Call the mortgage store right now at 303-423-7171 and start saving money today. It's fast, it's easy, and be sure to ask about the 6 month with no payment option. Open evenings and kids. Call now. 303-423-7171. That's 303-423-7171.
Bacon, Eggs, and Jay Marvin on AM 760 in the morning. Progressive Talk.
Yeah, let's get it together with some good cholesterol, right? Bacon and eggs? How the hell with that? Let's go hardcore. Moon pies. So we're talking about Goo Goo Bars. What about moon pies? Anybody eat moon pies? Vanilla and chocolate? So what I'd like to do right now is roll around naked in a pile of moon pies. God, I love moon pies.
God, that paints an ugly picture.
Oh, jeez. 8:50, 10 minutes away from 9 o'clock, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Good to have you along. High today of 54. I love moon pies. And I like everything that's bad for you. That's the problem. I like everything that's bad for you. Just get, you know, as long as you learn that about me, we'll be fine. I like moon pies. I like all that stuff that's bad, like Goo Goo Bars. Okay, I love automobiles. I got chastised for that from a guy who emailed me about that because I like cars. I like cars, but I pass bars. Okay, enough of that, for God's sakes. Let's go to Cliff in Denver. Cliff, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay, good morning.
Hi, Cliff.
Hi, I like all the bad things, too.
Good. We can go out and get in trouble together.
Yes, we can. Jay, a couple things in regards to the State of the Union speech last night. That, you know, I mean, we could pick this apart for the next 17 days. However, he kept mentioning generals.
Right.
And we're going to listen to the generals on the ground, and we're going to make our decisions based on what the general's advisement is. Well, do we remember that at the beginning of this war, generals were telling Bush and the guys back in Washington, we do not have enough troops to get the job done here. I need more troops. I need more armor if we're going to accomplish the goal. Did Washington listen?
Well, you know, if you read that book by James Risen, State of War, he points it out in there. General Shinseki told the White House that they needed more troops, and Shinseki was shunted aside, and the message that was sent to the commanders in the field was that we don't want to hear that, and if you speak up about any flaws in our planning, then you'll meet the same fate as General Shinseki. Now, this not only extends to the generals in the field, it also extends to the intelligence community, it extends to everybody else that this administration comes in contact with. And so what the game is that George W. Bush plays, and he played it last night, and he keeps playing it, is we'll come home when they tell us to. If we need to, we'll raise the troop level. We'll do it when they tell us to do it. But you know something? They're never going to speak out, because if they speak out and get caught, they're going to be in trouble.
Exactly. Jay, I also want to bring up the point of NSA wiretapping, and he keeps telling us that what I'm doing is good, and we're stopping terrorists because of it. Well, if anybody would read the 9/11 Commission report, you would know that FBI agents in San Diego and Minnesota said to themselves, I have some Arab nationals that are learning how to fly planes, but they don't want to learn how to take off or land. They just want to know how to fly the plane. But let that go by. We didn't need to do a wiretap. We had that information in front of us months before 9/11 ever happened, and we chose to ignore that information.
Well, you know what? You're absolutely right about that. That's why that story about connect the dots is phony. That's exactly right, and they keep repeating it. And you know what they do? I'll tell you what they do. They repeat it often enough, they keep repeating it, and they hope that they say it often enough that people will turn around and they will believe them. And that's why they keep going back to these talking points time and time and time and time again. No matter what question you ask them, you know, is a Goo Goo Bar good? Do you like moon pies? Well, security is the key here to this country, and the American people know that the president, and it's like, you know what? You can't speak for the American people. What the hell? I mean, I saw Bill Frist last night on CNN trying to beat that horse. Okay, I mean, if you believe that the American people believe, then you know what? Cite me some statistics to back up what you're saying.
It never happens, Jay.
No, you're right. It doesn't.
Shoving the threat of terrorism down our throat. Well, I'll tell you what. Get out of the Middle East. Get out and come home, and let's do the job that we need to do here in our country.
Well, I agree 100%. Cliff, thanks, man. Stay warm.
Thanks, Jay. You too.
All right, we'll see you later. Let's go to Dave in Denver. Dave, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. Good morning. How you doing?
I'm doing good, Dave. How about you?
Oh, good. I'm with you. I miss French fries. I love French fries.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man. Onion rings.
Oh, yeah, I was down at a restaurant downtown. What was it? The Wazzy Supper Club. I had to have the Funyuns.
There you go, brother.
The Fringles or whatever they're
called.
Yeah,
man.
Good stuff. Hey, you know, I just want to make a quick comment. You know, I've listened to you for a long time since I've moved back down here from South Dakota. And one thing I guess that kind of is interesting to me, especially after the election, I noticed there's a lot of animosity, I think, from the people on the left towards people that are of Christians of all faiths, whether they be, you know, a few Christian left, or, you know, and I don't have any palate for Dobson and all those wing nuts on the right, but sometimes I think we all get grouped in there. I hear some of your comments from people there, and they just kind of group us all together, and I just wish people would understand that there's a little bit of separation. I mean, the church that I go to, one thing that we put on our moniker is all people, regardless of race, gender, disability, age, economic status, and sexual orientation, are welcome. And I'd just like to get your comments on that, because I think,
My comment on that was I was arguing vociferously with a caller yesterday about exactly what you're talking about, then got scolded by some guy in email over it. But listen, I agree. What we need to do is we need to point out specifically who we object to and why we object to them. That we object to the ultra-religious right, like James Dobson, like Pat Robertson, like Jerry Falwell, and the list can go on and on of people that are involved in this. And we object to them. We object to them specifically because they are trying to change the agenda of the country by destroying the wall between the separation of church and state. But this in no way has any bearing or any shines any negative light on Christianity as a whole. And there are a lot of Christian organizations and there are a lot of churches out there that are doing good work. And you shouldn't shine the same light that you do on the ultra-religious right, on mainstream Christianity, just like you don't shine the same light on Islam like you do on radical Islamists. They are not the same thing.
I totally agree with you, and I think, you know, that's where there was a lot of animosity, especially after the election, where evangelicals in general were just hated by people on the left because Bush won the election. It wasn't a, there was a lot of evangelicals that didn't vote for Bush that disagreed with him along the way.
Yeah, have you ever read Jim Wallace's book?
Oh yeah, I'm a big Jim Wallace fan.
No, I mean, you know, he's my idea of a religious person. So is Jimmy Carter.
Yeah, me too. Actually, I wonder, have you read his new book, Al?
Yes. Oh yeah.
Hey, how is it?
It's great. You ought to get it.
Oh, that's the next book I plan to read as soon as I'm done with the.
It's a wonderful. Oh, it's a wonderful book. You really ought to get it, and you know what? You not only ought to get it for yourself, but you ought to get it for people in your church too.
Okay.
All right, I got to run, man. Listen, you know what? I'm on the same page as you. I agree with you 100%.
Thanks for your time.
Sure, you bet. Anytime.
Bye-bye.
And to my Muslim friends, salam alaikum. Alaikum salam. Because you know what? Religion is not a bad thing. It's how you interpret it and how you use it. And if you use it to oppress others, then it becomes evil. Coming up next, John Nichols from The Nation magazine. He's our man, and we'll talk to him here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Do you know why you get wrinkles? Did you know that you can finally do something about it? At home, you get wrinkles because your skin loses collagen. Now you can help replenish lost collagen with Hydraderm. Hydraderm's fast-acting wrinkle-reducing serum actually delivers full, intact collagen molecules directly to the skin. To try it free, call 1-800-339-1913. When you were young, collagen made your skin feel smooth and firm. As you aged, you lost collagen and you developed wrinkles. Now you don't have to get injections to help restore your youth. Hydraderm feels light and silky, but it's also powerful. With Hydraderm, you can enjoy the stunning and more youthful-looking skin that you deserve. For a limited time, get your free trial of Hydraderm by calling 1-800-339-1913. A free trial just for calling. To try Hydraderm, call 1-800-339-1913. That's 1-800-339-1913. Call now before this free trial offer expires. 1-800-339-1913.
Amber Homes has been building quality homes since 1998 with affordable townhomes, paired homes, and single-family homes in great areas like Englewood, Southwest Denver, Aurora, Commerce City, Thornton, and Castle Rock. So stop throwing away money on rent and picture yourself in a new home from Amber Homes. Right now, check out Aspen Hills, a gorgeous townhome-style community conveniently located with easy access to both downtown Denver and DIA. Aspen Hills features both two- and three-bedroom floor plans. For more information, go to amberhomes.com. Amber Homes, a higher standard.
This is AM 760, Progressive Talk, KKZN, Fortin, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Bill Whitney. A new development in the postal shooting in Goleta, California, where a former postal employee allegedly went on a rampage at a mail sorting facility Monday night. Reporter Steve March of CBS television affiliate KCOY says a former neighbor of the woman has been found dead in an apartment complex.
What police believe is she may have started her rampage off at that apartment complex. This is unconfirmed at this point. And then carried on to the postal facility where she, as we all know, is suspected of killing five people, wounding a sixth before taking her own life.
That sixth victim remains in critical condition. Last night's applause still ringing in his ears. President Bush is flying south this morning. CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer reports.
Following a long-standing post-State of the Union tradition, the president's hitting the road on what amounts to a sales trip to promote some of his proposals. Using a bit of heartland symbolism, he'll be at the Grand Ole Opry in Nashville to emphasize politically popular ideas, including his push for energy independence, along with another call for support for his Iraq policy.
Anti-war activist Cindy Sheehan was ejected from the House chamber last night because she refused to cover up a T-shirt that read, 2,245 dead, how many more? Beverly Young, wife of Republican Congressman Bill Young, was also asked to leave. She had a T-shirt that read, support the troops defending our freedom. Young said Capitol Police told her she couldn't be treated any differently than Sheehan. New Orleans Mayor Ray Nagin is back in Washington talking to Congress about the federal response to Hurricane Katrina.
Good people suffered needlessly. In the end, it was a horrible lesson, but one that I am hopeful we will learn from.
A report from the Government Accountability Office says there was no clear chain of command. Homeland Security Secretary Michael Chertoff or one of his deputies should have become the central focal point of the administration's response. The GAO report says the government still lacks adequate plans and training to prepare for the next disaster. Only three defendants showed up today as the trial of former Iraqi officials resumed in Baghdad. CBS News correspondent Kimberly Dozier reports Saddam Hussein was not among them, vowing not to return until the new judge is replaced.
Saddam's defense team says Judge Rauf Abdelrahman is biased against Saddam Hussein. They claim the judge was tortured by Saddam's regime and was later sentenced to death in absentia. They offered no proof, but the lawyers insist that is why the judge was so harsh on Sunday, refusing to let the defendant speak.
After testimony from several witnesses, the trial recessed till tomorrow. A pill to cure your bad habits? In a study, University of Minnesota researcher John Grant says the drug nalmefene seemed to help compulsive gamblers.
It's potentially a very valuable resource for people treating people with all sorts of addiction.
Nalmefene is already used to treat alcoholism. It's estimated there are 6 million compulsive gamblers in this country. The Dow, 43 points higher right now. This is CBS News.
Do you know why tens of thousands of singles have fallen in love and married through eHarmony.com?
eHarmony matches you at a deeper level.
That's what made it different for me.
At eHarmony, we use a proven system to match you based on who you are at the very deepest levels.
Being seen and loved for who I am is incredible.
If you're single and ready to find the love of your life, log on to eHarmony.com. Start the process with our new compatibility profile that gives you insights about you and the type of person that's going to be most compatible with you.
All you have to do is be honest about yourself, and they take care of the rest. And I think eHarmony does it better, that's for sure.
Find out who eHarmony thinks your ideal match will be with the new compatibility profile from eHarmony.com. A $50 value, free when you visit eHarmony.com today.
This will be an everlasting love for me.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
Well, it's just been one problem after another all morning, and we're still dealing with a few. Southbound I-25 seen a slow go after two separate accidents at the Louisiana Street Bridge. Now, they've just been cleared out of your way, so we should start moving again pretty quickly. Northbounders loaded up from Orchard up through T-Rex and the Turnpike had an accident. Eastbound just past Sheridan, it's now gone, so things are starting to look a little better there. Now, around town, the diagonal on Highway 93, they're thinning out just a bit. We're still pretty busy along Broadway, Bayline, and South Boulder Road, and checking out the forecast.
When I say Morrison, what do you think of?
The rock star?
Guess again.
Town by Red Rocks.
Well, I was thinking Morrison Homes.
Why Morrison?
Because they have, like, these really workable floor plans and more features like three-car garages and gourmet kitchens.
Morrison Homes gives testimony to more. More amenities, more choices, more value, period. All with a 2-year blanket home warranty, which is definitely more. Morrison Homes have immediate move-in homes with incentives up to $40,000. For information and directions, go to morrisonhomes.com.
In the United States, the president takes an oath to uphold the Constitution.
Don't want to be an American idiot.
That's the issue. The issue isn't whether we surveil Al-Qaeda. Of course we do.
Al Franken on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Are you spying on us?
It's okay. We like it. This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 9:05, 5 minutes after 9, AM 760, Progressive Talk. High today, 54, partly sunny skies. Or if we were working on one of those stinking FM radio stations, they don't let you say partly sunny. They make you say mostly sunny, not partly. That's what they do. They make it twisted around somehow. It's been years since I worked at one of those places.
Hey, it's mostly sunny.
All right. Let me introduce to you here my brother from another mother from Nation Magazine. It's John Nichols. John, good to hear your voice.
Hey, Jay. It's great to be with you. And you know, any day that we've got, you know, Bush's State of the Union is done, we've got another 364 days without having to listen to him is a sunny day.
You know, I thought exactly the same thing. Just admit something to me. Was it a pain last night to have to sit and listen to him?
No, you know, I I'm way beyond pain. You know, it's into comedy now. And what I found absolutely remarkable last night was his list of the, you know, kind of the places that really aren't democratic, in which he added Zimbabwe, you know, which is, of course, a great threat to the world and a major issue. But the amazing thing is that George Bush says, without apparent irony, half the people in the world live in democracies, but there are places that aren't democratic. Iran, Syria, Zimbabwe, Burma. Well, if you add the populations of all those countries together, you got nothing. The half the world that doesn't live in democracy is mostly in China, our number one trading partner.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, and, you know, it, I would actually have, I might not agree with him, but I would have a great deal of respect for George Bush if last night when he started going on and on about how we got to spread democracy, he didn't just tell Egypt to have better elections. He said, and by the way, China, which owns the majority of our debt in the world and which is our number one manufacturing trading partner, which actually makes everything you buy at Walmart, China, you've got to become a democracy or we're going to stop dealing with you. Now, that I would have found interesting. But
yeah,
this guy is
he doesn't have it in him to do something like that.
Well, no, it's because he is a total hypocrite, a 100% hypocrite. You cannot go on and on about democracy and then fail to mention, you know, where the overwhelming majority of people in the world who don't live in a democracy reside.
Yeah, so, I agree. And then the other thing, you know, the other side is he doesn't tell you the other side. I don't want to say the other side because that's not the right word. Not the right way to put it. Part two of the story. For instance, in Egypt, yeah, they had parliamentary elections. But the biggest gainers was the Islamic Brotherhood.
Well, no, let's be clear, Jay. I mean, I'm fascinated by Bush's commitment to spread democracy because here in his speech, he goes on and on about radical Islam, you know, how horrible it is, how it's the biggest danger in the world. And then the way to counter it is with democracy. Now, this is a rather ironic choice in that in every single election in the Middle East in recent years where voters have been given any chance whatsoever to choose between mainstream secular parties, which might mirror what Americans would appreciate winning in those countries, versus parties of radical Islam, the parties of radical Islam have won.
Yeah, they have. Excuse me there for coughing over you. I'm just fighting this terrible hay fever.
A speech by Bush will give you a lot of ailments.
Yeah, it will, won't it? But I was trying to stifle a cough there. But what the point you're making here, yeah, is really true. But yet, you know what? You're never going to hear that out of the White House's mouth.
Well, and because this is a very difficult contradiction to resolve, I don't know the exact right resolution to it. I am not a fan of radical Islam. If I lived in the Palestinian territories, I would have voted for Hanan Ashwari's very secular, very civil liberties-oriented party, and, you know, we would have gotten two seats. So I'm not a part of, you know, Hamas. I'm not a part of, you know, the various parties in these other countries. But at the same time, I'm a big believer in democracy. And so there is a real conundrum here. And Bush is the president of the United States. He has staked his presidency on the notion that the answer to terrorist threats to the United States is to spread democracy. Now there seems to be very solid evidence that that's not the case. What he should have talked about last night in his speech was this contradiction and said where it's coming down. Say, look, you know, we made this gamble on democracy. What we've realized now is you have to have a fair economic system before you develop democracy. If you don't, you're just going to end up with the totally disempowered, impoverished people voting for the most radical party.
Well, there you go. Bingo.
You could have said that.
I agree 100%. And the other thing is he stands up there and he keeps repeating this, and it's not true, that they hate us for our freedoms. That's not what they're about. What they're about is they don't want us there.
Well, there's another thing, too. I mean, Bush actually had a wonderful statement in the 2000 presidential debate on foreign policy with Al Gore. He was better than Al Gore. What he said was better than what Gore said. Bush said, I don't believe in nation building.
Right.
I don't think it works for the United States to go around the world telling other people how to run the government. Well, he was absolutely right. But the problem is, last night, he did this amazing thing. He actually went through country by country and told people how they weren't doing democracy the right way. You know, sort of, it's like the Palestinians, oh, you got to tell Hamas what to do. The Egyptians, oh, you got to do it this way. And he's got instructions for everybody about how to run their democracy, how to run their country. Well, no wonder they're mad at us.
That's right.
No wonder they're mad. They like their freedoms. The Palestinians enjoy their freedoms very much. They had an open democratic election. They had 78% participation, a number dramatically higher than we see in the United States, and they elected a party that the establishment didn't want. I mean, I think they were embracing their freedoms quite fully. It's just that what they do with their freedoms may be different than what Bush and really the United States in general would like them to do with them.
Well, you know what? I agree 100% on that, too. 9-11, 11 minutes after 9 a.m., 760, Progressive Talk, a coughing Jay Marvin and John Nichols from The Nation magazine. And See, to me, to me, the thing is, we just, this administration just doesn't want to get on the page to try to really understand what's going on in the Middle East, to try to really understand where people are coming from over there. So rather than facing the reality of how people feel, and there's a new poll that's released this morning indicating that nearly half the Iraqis support attacks on U.S. troops, instead of trying to figure out what's going on, they manufacture this reality that they live in, which is really unreality.
But here, let me give you, it shouldn't be that hard to understand. If we had had public opinion research polling in 1778 or 1779, I think you would have found a poll that would have showed more than half of Americans supported attacks on British troops. When you are occupying
right.
another country, very reasonable people, business people, secularists, not the crazy fundamentalists, not the you know, armed insurgents, ordinary folks say, yeah, I think it's okay to push them out. And that should not be a hard thing to understand. What frustrates me so much is that Bush gave a speech last night talking about how we just can't embrace isolationism. Isolationism is dangerous. Well, I can't think of anyone who has more of an isolationist mind than George Bush.
Exactly.
He sees the world through the prism of, you know, I guess like five people in Crawford, Texas, you know, and the five are Condi Rice and Rumsfeld and Cheney and Wolfowitz and, you know, whoever else straggles in. And the problem with that is that the rest of the world does not want America to come with an army and tell them how to run their affairs. They do very much like and are very interested in some of the lessons America has to teach about how to establish a functional democracy with pluralism. People from around the world come to the great universities of this country every day of the year to study, to ask questions, to figure out what we have to teach about writing a constitution, all sorts of other things. We have so much to give the world. And yet Bush doesn't recognize that. He doesn't recognize that in our traditions are our greatest exports.
But he lives in an alternative universe when it comes to everything. When it comes to foreign policy, he lives in an alternative universe. When it comes to health care, he lives in some other alternative universe. I mean, he's not connected at all. And then he gets up there last night and talks about how, well, reaching out through exchanges with Congress, and I'll be reaching out again. He doesn't reach out to anybody, and he doesn't take any suggestions. I mean, he's in his own.
It's interesting that within barely 20 minutes before, he talked about how he really wanted to listen to different opinions and really wanted to take in criticism and dissent. They dragged Cindy Sheehan out of the
right,
chamber
exactly.
in handcuffs.
Exactly.
In handcuffs. For wearing a T-shirt. Now, the incredible thing last night was two women came to the event in T-shirts. Cindy Sheehan with a T-shirt that listed the number of dead. That was it. That was her crime. They dragged her out in handcuffs and arrested her. Another woman, the wife of Congressman Young from Florida, I believe.
Bill Young.
Wearing a Support the Troops T-shirt. She was politely escorted to the hallway and asked to either put her coat on or leave. Now, the fact of the matter is, the Capitol Police are supposed to be impartial, nonpartisan. Clearly, what they did there was stifle dissent, punish dissent, drag you out in handcuffs, whereas somebody supporting the president gets a polite pat on the wrist. This is the problem. Bush lives in a world where not only his advisors, but everyone around him, including the Secret Service, is charged with keeping dissent away from his eyes. He literally does not see protests that any other human being would see. So he lives in a complete fantasy world.
Well, and they also, you know, they also force other agencies to toe the same line.
Well,
I mean, my favorite story is in that State of War book by Risen, James Risen, where they're talking about the poor, you know, CIA Baghdad station chief who finds out that the insurgency is beginning to coalesce and they're beginning to get together and that war is coming, and he writes this, you know, detailed report that he sends back to, to Langley, Virginia, look out, the insurgency's going to be on the rise here. We're going to have trouble. And what do? They demote him because they don't want to hear it.
In my book on Cheney, I've got a section on Cheney and intelligence. And the amazing thing was Cheney would drive out to Langley, the CIA headquarters, on a regular basis with a bunch of aides, sometimes two times a day. He would go out to Langley and demand a briefing on Iraq. This was before the war began. And a briefer would come in and tell him the latest information, literally hot off the wire services, you know, or whatever equipment they have, hot off the monitoring, the spying, whatever. they'd give him the latest information, and Cheney would demand that the person be removed from their position because the person didn't tell him what he wanted to hear. And he would demand another briefing from somebody else. And so finally, members of the House Intelligence Committee had to write a letter to Cheney saying, look, Mr. Vice President, you can't do this. You've run through all the analysts. You have to accept at a certain point that what they're saying may be the truth. And Cheney's reaction to that was to stop going out to the CIA and to have Rumsfeld set up an intelligence operation within the Department of Defense. It would tell him what he wanted to hear.
It's twisted. I mean, the whole thing is a twisted, tragic comedy.
This is not a war on terror. It's not a war on Iraq. What we have in this country right now is a war on the truth.
Yep, I agree.
The fact is, these guys are terrified by truth. Whether it's a truth that happens to support what you and I believe, Jay, or even a truth that might support a lot of what they believe, they don't want it. They want to create the imprint and then force the world to fit into it, rather than gather the facts and then create a response to the facts.
Yeah, and the thing that
as long as they're in there, that is going to continue to be the case. And it is why, while I'm, you know, certainly not beating the drums for impeachment as the easy solution or anything like that, I think it is absolutely appropriate that members of Congress begin to seriously question whether this country can survive another 3 years of these folks.
Well, one of the things we've got to do, though, is we've got to get the media to wake up. I mean, it blows me away that nobody holds this administration accountable for the fact we invaded that country, we sent all of those kids over there, and there was no post-invasion plan because Donald Rumsfeld didn't want the Pentagon to be involved in any of it. He didn't want to be involved in nation, quote-unquote, nation building. The State Department had some kind of a plan, but got cut out of the discussion. So when they went, they had no plan. How do you do that? How do you set something up that huge and you don't have any plan on how to run the country after you occupy it?
Well, what you started the question exactly the right place. You know, the founders of this country were very smart. They set up a system which was designed to constrain the executive, to prevent an executive from becoming a king. They didn't want presidents to be like King George. And so they set up two real fail-safes. They were very smart. First, they said, we're going to have a legislative branch that is completely separate and that should be antagonistic, i.e. challenging the executive at every turn.
Right.
And then they set up another thing. They said, we're going to have total freedom of the press. We're going to allow you to say just about anything you want, even if it's slanderous about a president, because we want to have that final check and balance on the executive. Well, in the last 4 or 5 years, what we've seen in this country is a Congress that, frankly, never challenges, never investigates, is pretty dysfunctional except for a handful of rebels. And then a media that places a rubber stamp on the president. Last night, the media should not have simply reported what the president said. They should have certainly shown the speech. Everybody should see it. But then afterwards, they should have said exactly what we said at the start of this conversation. The president failed to resolve the contradiction of his preaching about democracy, liberty, and freedom, and his refusal to accept an unwelcome result to an election in Palestine or an unwelcome result to an election in Iran. You know, this doesn't work. He didn't do the job. This speech is a failure. That would not be a political statement. That would be a fact.
Yeah, but
the media doesn't like facts.
No, they go the other way. I mean, they go the other way, and they play little word games, and they repeat conventional talking points, and I've been pointing it out all morning that, ABC ran the graphic underneath America's agenda when they were talking about the State of the Union address. You know, there's no proof that that's America's agenda. As a matter of fact,
the polling tells us it isn't.
Yeah,
the polling tells us it isn't.
That it's not America's agenda. Or Paula Zahn getting on CNN and saying, well, if you vote Democratic, that means, you want to be bombed. I mean, or putting on a moral reprobate like Bill Bennett as a commentator.
Well, and then here's another thing, too. You know, the president got up there and he actually defended warrantless wiretapping.
Yeah, exactly.
But here's the problem. He never answered the core question that Russ Feingold has been asking, which is, when you had total ability to do warrantless wiretapping and then get a warrant afterwards, just follow basic rules, why didn't you follow the rules? Why did you have to keep this secret? Why didn't you publicly say, look, we're going to monitor phone calls, I'm going to get permission from the proper people? And here's the thing that Feingold's been saying, which is really significant. Why not say it publicly? Because then maybe Al-Qaeda would stop calling people in the U.S. I mean, why be secret about something that, A, Bush says is a good thing, that he has the power to do and it's right, and, B, in a situation where publicly saying, yeah, we are going to be monitoring things. We're going to be very aggressive in this. It might actually give the terrorists pause. It might give them, you know, make them say, hey, well, maybe we shouldn't do that. You know, the bottom line is Bush has blown not just his responsibility to uphold the Constitution, his most fundamental responsibility, much more important even than keeping the American people safe, but he has also blown that second responsibility to fight terrorism and keep the American people safe. It is a double failure. And again, this is the sort of thing that ought to be right front and center. And I have to say, you're right to blame the media, but we also must blame the Democratic Party. The Democratic Party should not. I thought Tim Kaine did a fine response. I didn't mind what he said. I liked Tim Kaine. But the proper response last night should have been from John Murtha or Russ Feingold. They're the two people in the last year that have held this administration to account, not merely on the war, but on issues such as the Patriot Act and a whole host of other matters. And if you're going to have an opposition party, you've got to have somebody up there who comes on right after the president in the response and responds, says, you know, look, the president just said this, this, and this. It was wrong. Unless you have that, you create a kabuki dance in which you lie to the American people and create the fantasy that, you know, these are just, you know, they're basically buddies who get up and each give their little speech. I want a debate. I want somebody to come up after Bush and say, no, that's wrong. We oppose what he's doing. And here's what we're going to do as the opposition party to try.
I agree. I mean, what he said last night in the defense of the NSA situation, I mean, his historical references about past presidents was totally and completely incorrect.
Absolutely. And more than that, so what if a past president did the wrong thing? We have presidents in this country that own slaves. You can get up there and say, you know, well, I've got a few slaves over at the White House, and that's okay, because some previous presidents had slaves, too. You know, what past presidents do is useful as information, but it's not. The fact of the matter is America ought to be a country that gets better, that solves problems, that doesn't make the mistakes of the past.
You know,
Bush favor putting Japanese back in you know, impounds, you know, during, as they did during World War II.
I agree. But
do that?
Yeah, I agree. But it's like the whole idea that he can't even be honest and come clean about the historical aspect of something. He has to twist it and he has to lie about it. And there's never a moment that this guy or anybody around him even gives one scintilla of a truth. They're always lying. They're lying on a constant basis. And after a while, you just think to yourself, man, somebody has got to catch this. John, out of time, man. I appreciate it. You did a wonderful job, and it's always great to have you on the show.
It's a pleasure, and keep up the good work. At least people in Boulder are going to know the truth.
You're the man. I'll call you next week to come on again.
Hey, brother, I look forward to it.
See you later. All right, there's John Nichols. I love him. Nation Magazine, you can read him. And he and Katrina Vandehoevel did a pre-rebuttal to the State of the Union speech. Go to audio on www.thenation.com. All right, phone's still open.
We're talking with Paul Dow from Timeshares Only. Paul, I hear you've just come out with this great new kit that you're giving away?
Yeah, it's called The Top 10 Secrets to Buying and Selling Timeshares, and it's just a phenomenal resource for anybody looking to sell their timeshare.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, first of all, it tells you what your timeshare is really worth.
Uh-huh.
And more importantly, how to sell it for top dollar. Well, there are thousands of people out there just waiting to buy your timeshare. But you sort of need to learn the secrets to getting the most cash for it.
And the kit is free.
Yes, but it's only a limited time offer, so you need to call our toll-free number now, and we'll rush it right out.
Well, sounds like a pretty sweet thing for really anybody who owns a timeshare.
It really is. It could make you thousands of dollars.
Well, okay, the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares. Here's the phone number to call. It's 1-800-443-6216. Again, that's 1-800-443-6216. 1-800-443-6216.
Offer to legal advice.
Running a small business is like raising a child. You nurture it, giving up your time and energy just to make sure it grows and stays healthy. But if you haven't incorporated yet, it could all disappear in an instant. Your car, your life savings, even your home. Fortunately, incorporating your business is fast and easy. Request a free guide today. Call 1-800-500-2883. 1-800-500-2883. 1-800-500-2883.
At Einstein Brothers Bagels, we know you like to keep your morning routine simple. And we noticed some breakfast places help you out by assigning numbers to their value meals. So we thought we'd try it. Let's start with our classic fresh baked bagel. That'll be number one. Well, let's just call our 20 bagels meals 1 through 20. Then we have 11 different schmears. That takes us to 220. Then there's lox, paninis, a bunch of bagel-like sandwiches, plus Java drinks, specialty teas, all of our darn good coffee. So now when you want a Black Forest Ham and Swiss bagel-like sandwich with vanilla hazelnut coffee, you can just say, give me value meal number 1,419. You know, on second thought, maybe it's easier to order your breakfast the old-fashioned way. Einstein Brothers Bagels. In a world of routine, breakfast should be anything but.
Start your day with a spinach and bacon breakfast panini served on grilled ciabatta bread. Try one today with a cup of our darn good coffee. Only at Einstein Brothers Bagels.
PC Answers.
I'm with Spyware Anonymous, and we don't appreciate you going to people's homes and offices and cleaning out their computers. If you don't stop it, we'll come down...
Sorry, little bug. This is John Hogan with PC Answers. Don't let spyware and viruses drive you buggy. Let us exterminate them for you quickly and painlessly. Call PC Answers at 303-548-1414. That's PC Answers, 303-548-1414.
If you're sick and tired of watching your eyes get weaker and weaker every year, repeat after me. I will take a stand against my weak eyesight.
I won't use my glasses as a crutch.
And I will no longer accept stronger prescriptions year after year.
Call right now for a free video to find out how you can strengthen your eyesight using the safe, natural solution. It's called the See Clearly Method. Call 1-800-508-7100. That's 1-800-508-7100.
1-800-508-7100. It's Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Yeah, yeah, too hip for the room. 9:28, 28 minutes after 9, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Ugh. It's our low-definition broadcast today. You know, all the FMs have that high-definition stuff. Ours is low-definition. AM 760, Progressive Talk. Your modem dial-up in a broadband world. All right, we're talking about the speech or anything else that you want to talk about. 303-713-7600. Let me go to Russ, who's hanging on in Littleton. Russ, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay.
Hey, Russ.
Hey, I had a crazy question for you. I'm sure it's off topic, but I seem to recall back in about 1993 seeing a huge press release of... I think it was Bill Clinton, Menachem Begin, and Yasser Arafat at the White House all shaking each other's hands and hugging each other and smiling for the cameras. And they'd reached a peace accord, and Palestine was going to be given nation status, that kind of thing. Do you remember anything like that?
Yeah, I remember them getting together, and I remember all of that going on. I don't remember concretely anything being said about giving them nation status. I think I remember them saying that they recognized that the Palestinians have a right to a nation, but that it had to be worked out.
Well, yeah, now, that's why I wanted to ask you if maybe you could check into that a little bit. And
all right, see, I will.
Because I understood that they actually did sign the agreement, and it was just the details that they needed to work out. And wasn't it just right after that that a right-wing Israeli ended up assassinating Menachem Begin?
Yeah, I believe so.
It's my understanding that they just completely went back on the whole treaty thing, and it's only been recently that that they finally, you know, came to the table and signed another treaty giving Palestine nation status.
Yeah, we'll definitely check into it. We'll get somebody on here to talk about it, as a matter of fact, because this is a hot topic that's been boiling over for quite a while here. And so, you know what, we will. We'll get somebody on to talk about it.
Awesome, because, you know, I mean, obviously I don't condone, the terrorist actions and stuff of the Palestinians, but at the same time, I think I can understand if you give somebody a country and then go, oops, we're going to take it away, you know, why they would be kind of upset.
Well, in light of, you know, Coretta Scott King just passing yesterday, and Martin Luther King and Gandhi and so many other people out there, struggle does not necessarily have to mean armed struggle. Armed struggle is not good when you hurt innocent individuals. And I have had numerous discussions with people on this station about going back and trying to cite the excesses of the United States in foreign policy as a way to explain away and to, as a way to cover the excesses of radical organizations like Hamas. There's got to be a better way to work it out. But you know something? That didn't happen, as John Nichols was talking about. That didn't happen. I mean, they went to the polls. They elected Hamas. So we've got to deal with Hamas. We have to find out a way to deal with them, and so do the Israelis have to find out a way to deal with them. But I know one thing's for sure. I don't believe in giving them any money. I don't believe in giving a taxpayer dollar as long as they believe in raising arms against Israel. I'm not willing to pay my tax money for that. I feel bad about the Palestinians. I believe that they should have a state. I believe that 100,000%. I've always believed that, but I just do not believe in giving any money to Hamas.
Well, you know, I absolutely agree, but then by the same token, you know, I kind of have my misgivings about giving all the money that we do to Israel all these years.
Well,
negotiate.
Well, we've given money to Israel out of two things. Number one, because there are a lot of Jews in this country, and they exert political clout, just the same way the Cuban exiles do in our policy towards Cuba. That's number one. And number two, they have been an ally in that region where we have very few allies, and they have helped us out with a lot of stuff. That's what it's all about. But we also give money to Arab countries as well.
Oh, tell me about it.
We give money to Egypt. We give money to Jordan. American foreign policy to me has been very, 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 very misguided and needs to be sorted out. But still, I think, you know, supporting extremism in any manner is absolutely wrong. Russ, I got to run. Thanks, man.
Thanks, Jay.
Appreciate it. And we'll get somebody on about the Middle East. Maybe we'll get somebody on tomorrow about that. Well, we can give it a try. Of course, they can say, oh, it's the Jay Marvin Show. We don't want any part of that. 9:33, 27 minutes away from 10 o'clock, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
We are seeing a busy ride along I-25 in both directions as you make your way into downtown and through T-Rex. Now, southbound 225 slows for the ride into the Tech Center. And to the west, seeing some trouble eastbound I-70 closed 2 miles west of Glenwood. That's because of multiple accidents in the area. Now, we're also seeing some trouble eastbound E-470. It's a crash at 104th. Now, around town, the diagonal on Highway 93, they're thinning out. Foothills Parkway, Broadway, and Bayside, still pretty busy. And the Turnpike looking a lot better as you make your way through Bloomfield and Westminster. Checking out the forecast, going to see partly sunny skies today. Highs in the 40s. We're at 42 degrees now. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Need airport parking? Try U.S. Airport Parking. U.S. Airport Parking has covered and uncovered parking. Save it.
Hey, I just finished our taxes with TurboTax.
Shouldn't we have gone to one of those tax stores?
Well, TurboTax asks me questions just like the tax guy does, and then it puts the answers on all the right forms.
But the tax guy checks it.
Well, TurboTax checks for errors and missed deductions, too.
How do we know it's right?
Honey, calculations are guaranteed accurate. Besides, over 20 million returns were prepared with TurboTax last year alone.
Well, if it's so good, how much are we getting back?
Take a look.
Wow.
TurboTax. Taxes made easy. Taxes done right. Learn more at TurboTax.com or visit a retailer near you.
You don't like to think about it or plan for it, but you may one day need the help of a personal injury lawyer. When that time comes, you want a progressive trial lawyer. Mike Turner believes in and supports this station. With years of personal injury experience, Mike Turner fights corporations and insurance companies for real people every day. He's a trial lawyer and proud of it. Mike Turner is a progressive lawyer who will fight for you.
The law offices of Mike Turner, 303-300-1661, or on the web at miketurnerlaw.com.
Then in 2004, genius doctors found another tumor on that same nerve.
I did not want to go through surgery again.
That's when she learned that Rocky Mountain CyberKnife is revolutionizing the treatment of tumors. CyberKnife destroys tumors with a precise beam of radiation, yet it spares surrounding tissue by tracking and adjusting to the tumor's true position with 1 millimeter accuracy. Treatments are short, effective, and easy on patients.
CyberKnife didn't make me sick, it wasn't painful, and I never missed any work. I just wish it had been an option for the first tumor.
At Rocky Mountain CyberKnife, we're revolutionizing treatment, restoring hope, and improving lives. If you or someone you love has a tumor, call us today at 303-448-4620.
If you
you have an adjustable rate mortgage, you might be taking risks with your family's biggest investment.
Homeowners, rates won't stay this low forever. Call the mortgage store today. Don't miss out on taking advantage of historic low rates.
The economy continues to improve.
And the Federal Reserve has begun to raise interest rates.
But right now, you can still lock in a low fixed rate mortgage in the fives.
The mortgage store is a direct lender, so you're guaranteed the best pricing and the best service. Here's what our customers had to say.
It was just so easy. I've never had a refinance so easy.
We closed within days and saved over $350 a month.
We approve our own loans, so even if you've had some credit problems, you can still call us today and get a great fixed rate mortgage in the fives.
Don't procrastinate. Call the mortgage store right now at 303-423-7171 and start saving money today. It's fast, it's easy, and be sure to ask about the 6 months with no payment option. Open evenings and weekends. Call now. 303-423-7171. That's 303-423-7171.
Live, local, and left. Jay Marvin on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
9:37. 37 minutes past the hour. AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk. And high today 54. Partly sunny skies. Not going to be too bad of a day out. 303-713-7600. And let's go back to the phones, and we'll go to Kristen in the Longmont. Kristen, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay.
Hi.
I think you're fantastic.
Well, you're more than kind. Just wait till I offend you one day, then you can call me back up and tell
well,
me that.
You haven't done it yet.
So. Oh, well, just give me a chance, believe me.
Well, I'm sure you remember, post 9/11, this administration was telling us if we didn't go shopping and didn't fill up our gas tanks and just go on with life as usual, that we're letting the terrorists win. But I think if we allow 9/11 to let this president wiretap and violate our constitutional rights, I think that's letting the terrorists win. Why are we not hearing anyone saying that?
Because I think that this administration would like to consolidate as much power as they possibly can. I mean, you're dealing with two people who were in the Ford administration when presidential power was on the wane due to the hangover from Watergate, and that's Dick Cheney and Donald Rumsfeld. And so they're pushing for it to go the other way, and they're not going to, you know, they're not going to bring these points up. And I think you're right. I mean, I think when we start to lose our civil liberties, you know, the guy sitting at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue who's sworn to uphold the law turns around, breaks the law, gets away with it, we definitely lost something that's fundamentally American.
Yeah, and I think that's a lot more letting the terrorists win if we're letting it violate our rights and infringe on our constitutional rights than. That's letting them win a lot more than, you know, not going to Walmart as we normally do. So.
Yeah, I don't go to Walmart anyway, but
well,
I don't set foot in Walmart. I'm with you, and it disturbs me that the polls show that Americans are split over the wiretap question, although sometimes I wonder if it's how the question is asked. But, you know, even if you don't want to go down that road, it bothers me that people are split about this because fundamentally, this guy broke the law, and that's all there is to it. Whether you support the idea of wiretapping without a warrant or not, it doesn't make any difference. The law is what the law is. The First Amendment, the Fourth Amendment, and the FISA law are there. And absolutely. Once again, if you don't like the law, change it.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, Kristen, thanks.
Thank you, Jay. Keep it up.
Okay, see you later.
Thanks.
Let's go to Lori in Arapahoe County. Lori, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay.
Hi.
Well, I like your point about the terrorists are winning with our loss of civil rights. Two things. One, on the Israel question that the guy called up with, if he was talking about Baghdad in 77-78, it was to give back most of the Sinai. It had nothing to do with, you know, the Palestinian question.
Yeah, I can't remember back that far. I have to plead to ignorance. What year was that, 79?
77, 78, I think.
Yeah, boy, you don't want to know what I was doing in 77 and 78. But it wasn't this.
Well, the usual misinformation on Israel, and I think that the Iraqi war has also created more anti-Israeli feelings among Americans than they had before. It's a, you know, another thing they say, well, it was, we went in there because of the Israelis.
Yeah, but I don't think that's true. And I'll tell you something that really puzzles me is the evidence points to the fact that Bush was hell-bent on going in here going into Iraq in 2000.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, as he was standing up there giving that thing with Gore, when he was giving that having that debate with Gore, and he said he was against nation building. In reality, he knew if he'd gotten in that that's what we, you know, that's exactly what we were going to do. And I don't think it has anything really to do with Israel. Now, the theories out there that are running around are the following: oil, Project for the New American Century. Those are the two big ones. There's a part of me. There's a part of me that really believes that this guy feels like, number one, he's guided by God, so it's a mission.
Yes.
And number two, that he really believes that the way to solve this problem is to spread, quote-unquote, democracy around the Middle East, even though, as John Nichols pointed out, and as I've been pointing out all morning, this administration is not ready to handle the results of what they're proposing.
Oh, absolutely not. And I don't remember what reference he made to history last night, but if you can pick out a president in the last century that paid no attention to historical facts, it's got to be this administration. I mean, he didn't even look at the facts from when his dad had the Gulf War. I think he thinks he's really on some sort of a God-driven mission.
Yeah, I really believe that. I really believe that. I think there's more to it than just a question of oil. Laurie, thank you. Appreciate the call.
Thanks.
Okay.
Bye.
Have a good day. Let's go to Eric in Broomfield. Eric, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. How's it going?
Hey, Eric. How are you?
Oh, I'm fabulous. Hey, I wanted to make a point about the wiretap thing and kind of relate it close to home. I got some friends that are kind of bent up over the seatbelt thing, the initiative, the House, and, you know, they're kind of conservative guys, and they get all bent out of shape. I don't want anybody telling me to wear my seatbelt or not. And, you know, and I kind of push it back to them, saying, well, if you're so concerned about whether the government wants to tell you what you can and can't do, then how can you be so open to letting them tell you when they're going to look at your phone records and subpoena your Google searches and everything? And it's just that dwindling down of civil rights that I just don't understand how people can be so okay with it and then get bent out of shape on little things. I mean, I think it's the same thing.
The way to approach them, I think, would be to do it like this. All right, you don't like the seatbelt initiative, right? They go, yeah. Okay, if it becomes law, you're not going to like it, right? Yeah. All right, then what do you do in a democratic society? Well, I don't know. Well, you change the law. Yeah. You don't break the law. Are you in favor of breaking the law? No. Then when it comes to the NSA and warrantless wiretapping, if you don't like the FISA law, which protects us against warrantless wiretapping without oath or affirmation, and then you've got 72 hours to get a warrant, but nevertheless you've got to get one, then if you don't like that, then you know what you do? You change the law. And this administration didn't bother to change the law. What they did was they just decided they didn't like it, and so they went ahead and broke it. And if you're endorsing that kind of behavior, then you're endorsing law-breaking. And if you're endorsing law-breaking, then would it be okay if I come by your house at 3 a.m. this morning and break down the door and take what I want?
Yeah, but how do you account to people that respond to say, you know, if I'm not breaking the law or I'm not doing anything, I don't care if the government's looking at me.
Because that's not the central question. The central question is, do you believe in upholding or breaking the law? Answer yes or no. It's a simple question. Either you believe in upholding the law and obeying it, or you believe in breaking it. Now, which one is it? That you know, you've got to bring them back to where the point is, and then you've got to get them to answer the question. So then when they say, no, I'm not for breaking the law, then you turn around and say to them, okay, well, if you're not for breaking the law, this is exactly what the White House did. Tell me how that's right. Because under your logic, you know, if it's okay to break the law, that means I can get in my car and do 85 miles an hour in a 25-mile-an-hour zone, and it'll be morally okay. That's how you have to deal with it. Eric, thanks, man. Appreciate the call.
Right. Take care.
And it never ceases to amaze me, those people who make excuses about that. 9:45, I'm 15 minutes in front of 10 o'clock. One line open at 303-713-7600. J. Marvin, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
But Denver Drive in pretty good shape right now as you make your way across the downtown area on I-25. A little bit crowded, but no major delays. Right now, the only accident slowing you down is a rollover. Police on the scene there, eastbound E-470 at 104th Avenue on the north side. Otherwise, the highway system in pretty good shape. I-70 moving along on both sides of the city. No problems on the Boulder Turnpike in either direction. And in Boulder, things are rolling along up to speed for us around town. As far as weather goes, some clouds around this morning. A little bit breezy, but some sunshine this afternoon with a high near 60. Partly cloudy, 37 for a low tonight. Partly cloudy and windy tomorrow with a high of 50. Right now it's 43 degrees. Rick Morgan, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Change more than your resume. DU offers bachelor's degrees for working professionals that can open a lifetime of opportunities, weekends, evenings, and online. adultundergrad.du.edu. That's adultundergrad.du.edu.
AM 760 and Live Nation are giving you the chance to win tickets to An Evening with Bill Maher, Saturday, April 22nd at the Paramount Theater.
Don't brush your teeth in public bathrooms.
Bill Maher, one of the most politically astute humorists in America today.
When I walk into a public men's room, the last thing I want to see is a gob of toothpaste in the sink. At least I hope that's toothpaste.
For more information on An Evening with Bill Maher and how you can register to win free tickets, log on to am760.com.
If you're sick and tired of watching your eyes get weaker and weaker every year, repeat after me. I will take a stand against my weak eyesight.
I won't use my glasses as a crutch.
And I will no longer accept stronger prescriptions year after year.
Call right now for a free video to find out how you can strengthen your eyesight using the safe, natural solution. It's called the See Clearly Method. Call 1-800-508-7100. That's 1-800-508-7100. 1-800-508-7100.
All right, here's a probing question at 9:48, 48 minutes past the hour. You ever heard a guy on the radio sneeze? Give me a couple of seconds and I'll bet you I'll do it. Or maybe not. Hey, I don't want to run anything by you and try to get over on you and try to, you know, fool you. I just want to tell you how I really feel and give you what I think is the truth, what I know is the truth. And I talk a lot about Rocky's Autos, and I'm telling you, they have over 500 great-looking units on the lot. These are clean, late-modeled used cars, trucks, vans, minivans, and SUVs. One of the largest selections, if not the largest selection in all of Colorado. And the people at Rockies are there to make you happy. And I've talked about this over and over again. Why? Because think about it. This just makes common sense. If you go there and you have a good time, and you go there and you get a good deal, and you go there and you're taken care of, then you're going to go and you're going to tell five other people, hey, I went to Rockies. I got a great deal on a car. You want to know something? They were great. And that draws other people. If it doesn't work that way, and you go there and say, hey, I had a bad time, and blah, 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 then you go out and you tell five other people, and that doesn't bode well for them. And that's one of the reasons why they treat people with kid gloves. I mean, they really go the extra mile to make sure that you're happy. And they have a fabulous, as I said before, selection of automobiles, every one of them equipped with a worry-free protection program for pre-owned vehicles from United Car Care, 30 days, 3,000 miles of powertrain protection. So, you want the most bang for your buck, you want to get a good deal, and you want to be treated the way you should be treated, then you want to go to Rockies. They're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. Rockies Autos, located at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76 and just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
Starting March 4th, you can catch a flight from Denver nonstop to Salt Lake City and Baltimore, Washington, BWI, on Southwest Airlines. Visit southwest.com today to plan your trip.
You are now free to move about the country.
I have an invention, but I don't know what to do next.
Are you an inventor? Or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? InventHelp has inventors' information for you. Learn how to get your free information by dialing 1-800-900-0140. It's a free call, so dial 1-800-900-0140. That's 1-800-900-0140.
Now batting, number 5, Matt Holliday.
Holliday drives the ball to deep left center field. You can forget about this one. Go on to the bleachers.
Get your tickets at ColoradoRockies.com.
It's Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Da 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 da. There we go. Air guitar. Okay. I never did that as a kid. I didn't do it as an adult either. 9:51, 9 minutes away from 10 o'clock, AM 760, Progressive Talk. High today, 54, partly sunny skies. John Turk in control of the ship. Let's just hope it doesn't list to the side before we get into port. All right, let's go back to the phones here. We're talking about whatever you got on your mind, and we go to David, who's calling from San Francisco. David, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Yeah, morning, Jay. You know, I in listening to the State of the Union, you know, of course Bush didn't talk anything about global warming.
No, of course not.
Yeah, the state of the nation is very dependent upon the state of the world, and it's kind of interesting that if this boy wants to claim that he's chosen a god, he's sure not being a steward of the earth. And it seems like he has a propensity for picking and choosing what parts of the Bible he likes. And the mundane, regular kind of treating God's green earth as if it's a just some sort of a plaything of industry.
Yeah, a dominion to be ruled over.
Yeah, and you know that that just doesn't wash. There's not a bit of common sense in these people, and it's frankly real surprising that Bush. You know, how can this guy be that ignorant?
Well, I don't think he's that ignorant. I think that he has an agenda. He believes that agenda's right, and he doesn't care. And no matter what's given to him, he doesn't. He just rejects it. And a good example, which John Nichols and I were talking about earlier, and this is another example. There was a news story last week in the New York Times. It hasn't gotten a whole lot of play because we've had other things going on. But how about the NASA scientist that talks about climate change, and he was told by the agency to be quiet and to stop speaking up?
Well, that's what I'm talking about. You know, they've essentially censored. They know exactly that the planet's dying. They know it, and that they are actively going out of their way to encourage it, apparently. It's an amazing thing. There was a story, I'm trying to think if it was, it's probably going on 2 years ago by now, that the Pentagon has actually come up with all sorts of studies and methods for dealing with climate change so that they are going to take advantage of it as a weapon. In other words, that as other countries get blown apart by typhoons and hurricanes and droughts and plagues and blights, that the Pentagon is going to be there to swoop up, all of the spoils. And the idea that, someone could be not only so callous but so short-sighted as to think that you can just make your way around the world like some sort of a scavenger and pretend that that's not going to create an enormous amount of ill will toward this nation, is... it's incomprehensible to me, but, there go the profiteers of the world. Nothing new under the sun for ignorance.
Well, the administration cares about its constituents, and its constituents, they give constituency service, but unfortunately their constituents are not you and I. Their constituents is the moneyed. Their constituents is big business, and they don't, that's who they give their services to, so... If an environmental law or whatever the case may be gets in the way of the logging industry or gets in the way of anybody else, then they seek to dismantle it or stop it. There's also this belief, they've got this extreme free market belief floating around that regulation is bad and that all regulation is bad, and so they want to dismantle everything. Listen, Newt Gingrich at one time wanted to dismantle the FDA. I mean, people just don't remember that, but he did. He wanted to dismantle the FDA. Can you imagine not having the Federal Drug Administration? I mean, what would that be like?
I know. I actually was sitting on a bus. The opera let out the other day. A lot of people down here, very wealthy people, actually take the bus as well as everybody else. And what appeared to be a very wealthy woman sat down next to me. I happened to mention something about Bush's policies and the utter ignorance of killing the planet and doing it with such abandon. And she said, oh, well, I think it's important that the individual survive. And I said, well, don't you think that there's a little bit of common sense in keeping your united you stand, divided you fall aspect to our lives? The whole idea of you know, the environment is something that's bigger than all of us, and that we can't just think that the individual is going to make it as some sort of a Stone Age, a new Stone Age sort of creation. And she just looked at me with this blank look and said, just parroted the same line again, that I think it's important that the individual survive.
Yeah, you know, that doesn't shock me. I mean, that's where those people are at.
Yeah.
Where do you live in San Francisco?
I'm actually up in the world-famous Tenderloin.
Oh, man, I know where that is. Well, you know what? Listen, I used to work at Jack London Square in Oakland.
Oh, yeah.
And worked at KSAN at one time. And then that's how I kind of got into talk radio, because I got fired from there.
Yeah, well, KSAN, yeah, I remember hearing it when I first got here. And,
right.
Yeah, well, you know, the corporate takeover of radio just keeps happening. So.
Well, they went to another format because they couldn't compete in the current format that they were in. So that's one of the reasons why they changed. That was a strategic what they call I don't know what you'd call it. Well, a marketing decision basically. So what? You streamed the station on the internet? How did you find us? Or how did you find me?
Well, I happened to be going through the Air America list of stations, and I noticed that many of the Air America stations are doing local shows. So just check to see what's going on in Colorado.
Well, you're always welcome back here, my man.
Yeah, no trouble. Have a good morning, Colorado.
Okay, you got it, Dave. Thanks.
All right,
All right, there's Dave from San Francisco. All right, that's it for this morning's cement mixer of controversial conversation for mature consenting adults. And, gee, I hope I didn't offend you. It seems like I do that on an everyday basis. I get like two or three, four, five, six emails, man. People are offended. Well, you know what? I got to rock the boat every once in a while. Okay, I'm going to be very incorrect here. I'm leaving the radio station now, and I'm going to go consume at least three giant Arby's roast beefs, okay? I know it's not good for me, but I got to suck that horseradish sauce, man. It's the only way to get over the whole administration's debacle of this country and the speech last night. Have a great day. You deserve it, and we'll talk to you tomorrow morning during the No Power Hour starting at 6 a.m.
The GOP calls him an SOB. It's Jay Marvin, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
What's the price of safety? Midas says it shouldn't be as much as you think. You can get lifetime guaranteed brake pads or shoes installed at Midas for just $99.95 per axle. You'll never have to buy replacement pads or shoes again for as long as your car for just $99.95. That price gets you pads that are manufactured to the highest standards in the industry and meet or exceed the performance of the pads that came with your car when it was new. Midas has over 3,000 ASE certified mechanics too, so no matter where you drive, Midas is there. No wonder more Americans trust Midas for their brakes than any place else. And to help you keep safely on the road this season, get the Midas Touch Maintenance Package for just $29.95. They'll change your oil, rotate your tires, perform a C check, including a visual brake inspection, all for just $29.95.